Good evening, Daytona Beach. How are we tonight? Thank you, Tim. I am Dr. Dale, and I am excited to take my debut this evening. My good friend, the young professor, Anthony S. Collison, helping me out. Here I am. We're going to have a great time, right?
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth. As De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads. As the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark in beautiful Daytona Beach, Florida, and the fifth game of this six-game series featuring the visiting Bradenton Marauders and your Daytona Tortugas. Justin Rock taking you up until first pitch here on this Saturday night, 7.05 p.m. is scheduled to get underway here at the Jack as Daytona looking to get back in the win column after dropping their first game of the series last night, a 4-1 defeat at the hand of the Marauders. Bradenton utilizing a three-run second inning to take control of that ball game. Bradenton getting a stellar pitching performance from their starter, Justin Mice, went five shutout innings, just two hits, and struck out a career-high 10. Julian Aguiar, who had not walked a batter at all in the first 19 innings of his pro career, really had his first tough outing as a professional ball player yesterday, gave up four runs, three earned in four innings. The Daytona bullpen did a great job in support of him, but the offense could not get going against the Marauder bullpen, and so Daytona dropping back below 500 with the loss last night. But a chance today still to earn their first series victory of the 2022 campaign, as the right-hander Hunter Parks is scheduled to make his second start of the season. Struggled out of the bullpen last Sunday in Palm Beach, but in his first outing as a starter, threw four shutout innings and struck out a career-high six. Poyu Chin, the native of Taiwan, will get the start for Bradenton tonight. Has no record on the season. Threw a seven-inning shutout in a game at the tail end of last year with the Marauders, that in a doubleheader contest scheduled for seven. So he'll make his debut against Daytona tonight, and it'll be Chin against Parks. We'll take a break here on the pregame show. The only man that got a base hit against last night's starting pitcher for Bradenton is Tortuga's shortstop, Gus Steiger. He has dominated the Marauders through his brief two-year professional career. We talk a little bit about his success last night, some of the things he's worked on and plans to work on during the course of this season, and getting used to playing shortstop on a more consistent basis after being moved all around the diamond in 2021. We'll take a break. When we come back, you'll hear from Gus. We'll get you starting lineups and much more. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the outstanding young prospects here. That is the shortstop, Gus Steiger. Gus, now about almost 2 weeks into this 2022 season, off to a fantastic start. Three straight multi-hit games for you in the series against Bradenton. What do you feel has been working best for you at the plate during the series?
The first couple weeks kind of got my feet wet back in Florida. Struggled a little bit, and once I got here again for Bradenton, I just really trying to get on time, see the ball a little bit better, and it's been working out for me.
And one of the interesting things about this season that's a little bit different from your first year in Daytona last year is the re-implementation of the pitch clocks and things like that. And yesterday, you were called for a violation before you even saw a pitch in the first inning. And then the first pitch you actually saw, you rip a double down the left field line. How were you able to maintain your composure in a situation like that? And what's it been like for you getting readjusted to this system that's been in place?
Yeah, well, I've never really played with this system in place before, and I'm not 100% clear on the rules. As you could tell yesterday, I didn't even know that I had a violation. I thought I was in the box in time, but you know, once that kind of mistake happened, I was down 0-1, just still sat on a fastball, and luckily he threw me a strike, kind of made a mistake, I think 0-1, and I was able to put a barrel on it.
You've been off to a fantastic start, especially with runners in scoring position. Had a couple of huge extra base hits in that first series against the Mets, some big RBIs. What's your mental focus when you're in a situation like that? Runners on base, a chance to drive in a run, get your team on the board, or either put them ahead by a little bit more. What's your focus? What are you trying to do in those spots that help you, you know, barrel up some balls and make some solid contact?
I think just sticking to what I do well. You know, if guys are on base, sometimes guys will press or try to do too much, but you just got to remember that the pitcher's the one that's in trouble in that situation. So you just got to stay true to yourself and, you know, hopefully he makes a mistake because he's trying to dink and dunk a little bit with guys on base, wait for your pitch, and was able to capitalize a couple times in that series.
Now, speaking of base runners, you guys have been in the midst of one of the most amazing stretches I have ever seen in my life with – and prior to yesterday, three of the four games you had played, you had successfully appealed to a base where a guy had missed the bag running the bases, courtesy of one of your development coaches, Cody White, and his keen eye. Have you ever seen that happen that frequently over a short period of time? And what's it like been for you as a defender and, you know, your coaching staff, your teammates being able to, you know, make these observations and get some huge outs?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it takes pressure off of us defensively when, I think two runs got taken off the board in the last couple times that we appealed. So, I mean, that's just kudos to the bench, staying locked in. Kudos to the guys in here, not just, you know, checking out completely from the game and making sure that they're helping the team as much as they can.
One of the big changes for you this season from last year to this year is last year they were trying any way possible to get you into the lineup in different places. And I remember talking to you and you weren't really familiar with playing a whole lot of outfield, and you were out in center and right, and you were playing second and third, basically played every position last year except for first base and catcher during the season. This year you've only played at shortstop, only started at shortstop. Has that helped you at all from an offensive and defensive standpoint to know exactly where you're going to play at what position every day?
Sure, having consistency is great. I know where I'm going to be every day. I know what to expect defensively every day. But last year was also fun, just trying out new stuff and being, changing where I was at each day. Allowed me to enjoy each game, just have a little bit different feel. So I'm glad that I could show that I was versatile last year, but I'm also very glad to have that consistency at shortstop this year.
Yeah, versatility, that's a great point you bring up, Gus. So many times, especially nowadays at the major league level, teams are looking for guys that can play, you know, sort of like a Swiss Army knife, can play everywhere, infield, outfield, you know, middle infield, corner outfield, whatever. Do you think that's something, you know, that experience last year playing all those different positions is going to help you in the long run?
Yeah, for sure. I think, I'm pretty confident in what I can do at shortstop, but I'm not a dummy. I know that it's pretty hard to make it just at shortstop in the MLB, so any way that I can show I'm versatile and hopefully get to the next level in the next, I think it'll help me a ton.
One of the other great changes for you guys this season here in 2022 is nothing about the last couple years for you as ball players were normal. Your senior year,
or your last year at South Dakota State was cut short due to the COVID pandemic. Signing as an undrafted free agent with the Reds, nothing about last year was a normal minor league season. What was it like for you this offseason to sort of get back into a more normal routine and come into spring training this year and having somewhat of a more regular schedule?
Yeah, I think that just trying to return to normal life this offseason was good. Worked back home at a baseball facility, so that was fun, and trained there. And then I was just really excited to get to spring training and hopefully have a normal year. And so far, so great, so good with that just being a normal year.
One final question for you, Gus. Still very early in your second professional season, closing out the first month of April. What are some of the things that you are really trying to focus in on and trying to improve upon as you continue to improve your craft and try and get up the ladder to Dayton and beyond?
Yeah, I think it's all about just consistency. I mean, it's a long season. We're only in the second week, and we've got plenty of weeks to go. So just being consistent, trying to keep my body healthy the entire year, and being available and being dependable is kind of what I'm going for this year.
He's been dependable in the field. He's been dependable with runners in scoring position. Gus Steiger, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Best of luck tonight. Going forward, we'll be talking to you, buddy.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Coming next on Pregame Show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
Okay.
Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas Pregame Show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
It's time for baseball here on this Saturday night. Some clouds hanging overhead, but just enough break to show off that blue sky hanging up above Jackie Robinson Ballpark as they get ready to play the fifth game of this six-game series. Justin Rock back with you here. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Bradenton Marauders, put together by their second-year manager, Jonathan Johnston, leading off. Over at shortstop, Mike Jarvis. Sungche Chang getting the day off today for Bradenton. Jacob Gonzalez had his 10-game hit streak snapped last night. He'll bat second at first base. Jace Bowen, who left the game yesterday with an injury after making a catch at the base of the left center field wall, will bat third in center field tonight. Alexander Mojica head off last night. He'll bat cleanup at third base. Brendan Dixon at second hits fifth. Rodolfo Nolasco is in the sixth spot in right field. Jacob Goldfarb makes his first appearance of the series. He'll be the DH hitting seventh. Wyatt Hendry is behind the plate batting eighth. And Luke Brown is the left fielder in the ninth spot. As for Daytona, their starting lineup tonight put together by their second-year skipper, Gookie Dawkins. Jay Allen II will lead off in center field. Austin Hendrick getting the night off. Gus Steiger will bat second at shortstop. He was our pregame guest. Michel Triana at third base hits third. Ruben Ibarra cleans up at first base. Yerlin Confidan, left fielder, hits fifth. Jamal O'Gwin, who was added to Daytona's roster yesterday from the Complex League, will make his professional debut tonight. He'll bat sixth and be the DH. Danny Lantigua in right field hitting seventh. Rainey Reyes over at second base in the eighth spot. And Andrew Salcedo will bat ninth and be behind the plate. On the mound for Daytona tonight, second start of the year, third appearance for the 20-year-old right-hander Hunter Park. 6'2", 194 pounds out of York, South Carolina. Reds' eighth-round pick last year out of Florence Darlington Technical College in Florence, South Carolina. The highest drafted player in Stinger program history. 1-0 record, a 3.6 ERA, 8 hits in 5 innings, 1 walk and 6 Ks. It will be the righty swinging at Mike Jarvis to lead off for Bradenton here in the top half of the first inning. Jarvis on the year for the Marauders, hitting 250, 6 for 24, with 3 extra base hits, 2 RBIs, and Park's first pitch of the game. A strike on the outside corner at 94, and we're underway right on time at 7:05 Eastern. The 0-1 to Jarvis, and a check swing, ball found bat, and it rolls out towards the Marauders' first base dugout, 0-2. Jarvis, as we said, 250, 6 for 24 in 10 games, 2 doubles, a triple. No homers, 2 RBIs. Did not play in last night's game. Crouches down from the right side. There's a hard ground ball to the left of the second baseman, Reyes. Nice snag. And on the outfield grass, able to throw on to Ibarra for the first out of the ballgame. So one up, one down for Hunter Parks here in the top of the first. And now the first baseman, Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez, 4.36 average in 11 games. 17 for 39, 4 doubles, 3 homers, and 11 RBIs. Parks working from the first base side of the rubber. Now the righty deals. And Gonzalez takes a first pitch strike at 83. It's 0-1. Defensively behind Hunter tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Yerlin Confidan, Jay Allen the second, and Danny Lantigua, as Gonzalez a fly ball left center field. Back into his left, Confidan to the warning track at the wall, and that one is gone. Just in between the manual and digital scoreboards, it just barely snuck out above that 10 to 11 foot padded fence. The fourth home run of the year for Gonzalez, his second of the series, RBI number 12. And the Marauders have a 1-0 lead, two batters in. 95 miles an hour off the bat, 391 feet. And Bradenton has struck first as Jace Bowen takes outside for ball one. I mean, that ball quite literally just barely got out of the ballpark. I thought Confidan off the bat was going to make a play on it. As Bowen swings and misses at a breaking ball, it is 1-1. And all of a sudden, I don't know if Confidan knew how much real estate he had left out there, the 1-1 low. And it's two balls and one strike. May have had an opportunity to leap and rob that ball. That's how close it came to hitting off the top of the fence. But I think Confidan was unaware how close he was to the padding as Bowen can't hold up. Fastball down and away at 95. It is 2-2. Bowen hitting at 233 in 13 games. A double, 3 homers, 10 RBIs, and that one in the dirt. Towards the lefty batter's box, it is a full count. Third to first around the infield for Daytona tonight. Michel Triana, Gus Steiger, Rainey Reyes, and Ruben Ibarra, with Andrew Salcedo doing the catching, the payoff pitch, and Bowen a high fly ball to left. Confidan back into his right to the warning track. Is it fair or is it foul? It is a foul ball. That is the second time Bowen has hit one almost directly down that imprinted white chalk line on this turf field for fair or foul. Out to the left field foul pole. Hit one in the opening game of this series on Tuesday, 114 miles an hour down there. This one, 102. But a foul ball, 3-2 pitch, got him looking. 95 on the outside corner. Bowen frustrated at himself for not pulling the trigger. First strikeout tonight for Hunter Parks, and there is nobody on, two out. A 1-0 Bradenton lead for Alexander Mojica. Mojica had off last night. 306 average in 10 games, 11 for 36. Three doubles, two homers, seven batted in. Parks deals. And a swing and a miss out in front of an off-speed pitch. Changeup, I believe, that time from Parks, 0-1. Hunter, last time out of the bullpen against the Cardinals on Sunday. Through the seventh inning, as he takes a strike, Mojica does. It's 0-2. Another fastball. Give up two runs on three hits in an inning. Walked one, did not strike out a batter, but earned his first pro victory. As that fastball a little bit high. Reached 96 on the gun there. It is 1-2. Gave up a two-run bases-loaded double to Osvaldo Tovalin before Rivas was thrown out trying to score from first. As that one down and away, two balls and two strikes. They told in the top of the eighth, got a two-run homer from Jay Allen, the second and one, 4-3. 2-2 pitch. Struck him out, sweeping slider. And Mojica off balance, unable to make contact to end the inning. So Park strikes out a pair, but Jacob Gonzalez able to just squeeze one out of the ballpark. And through a half an inning, it is Bradenton 1 and Daytona coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the first inning, Po Yu Chen warming up on the mound for the Marauders. And he'll face off against this Daytona lineup. Another run through. Allen the second, Steiger and Triana making up 2-3 and or 1-2 and 3. Ruben Ibarra, Yerline Confidan, and Jamal O'Gwin making up the heart of the order. With Danny Lantigua, Rainey Reyes, and Andrew Salcedo making up 7, 8, and 9. On the mound for Bradenton tonight, it is the Taiwanese native Po Yu Chen. He'll face off against Jay Allen the second here in the bottom half of the first inning. Righty against righty, and Chen's first pitch is a fastball strike at 92. Outer half, it's 0-1. Allen did not play last night, 250 average in 11 games, 10 for 40, a double, two homers, six batted in. The 0-1 from Chen, and that one right by the ear hole on that glossy black helmet. Allen able to duck out of the way of 77. It is one ball and one strike. Chen, 6'2", 187 pounds. Right-hander, the first base side, the 1-1, and Allen a little bit early. Grounds it foul, third base side, it's 1-2. Out of Taoyuan City, on the island of Taiwan, making his third start of the year for the Marauders. The 1-2 pitch, and Allen able to grab enough. Slow bouncer towards the Daytona dugout. It stays 1-2. Chen, no record this year, a 3.68 ERA. Four hits allowed in seven in a third innings. Five walks, seven strikeouts. The righty fires, and he pumps it past Allen up and in at 94. And there is the first out for Po Yu Chen tonight. One up, one down in the first. And now the shortstop, Gus Steiger. Steiger, third straight multi-hit game last night, was 2-for-4 with a double. Was also caught stealing for the first time this year. Shows bunt, pulls back, and that one misses over his leaned-in back. It is 1-0. So couple of the pitches Chen has missed with have been very far inside. Steiger, .238 average in 12 games, 10 for 42, three doubles, no homers, five RBIs. Righties 1-0, and Steiger a hard ground ball up the middle. To his right, the second baseman Dixon. He'll field and throw him out at first base for the second out. So Steiger hit it well, but in an inopportune spot. And now the third baseman, Michelle Triana. Triana, .186 in 11 games coming into tonight. 8 for 43, three doubles, no homers, three RBIs. Chen from the first base side of the mound, the first pitch. And Triana takes down and in, 1-0. Defensive alignment behind Chen tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Luke Brown, Jace Bowen, and Rodolfo Nolasco. 1-0, and Triana up and away. Fastball at 93, 2-0. Third to first around the infield for the visitors, Alexander Mojica, Mike Jarvis, Brendan Dixon, and Jacob Gonzalez. And Wyatt Hendry doing the catching behind the plate. 2-0 to Michelle. And Triana takes high and away. Another fastball from Chen in the 90s. It is 3-0. Umpiring crew tonight, Chase Eubanks calling balls and strikes behind the plate. And it is Austin Snow on the base paths. A 3-0. And Triana stepping out of the box, flips the bat away. And right as the home plate umpire, Eubanks was calling strike one. So Triana will traverse across the plate, pick up his bat, and regain his stance in the box. The 3-1. And that one, low ball four. And now Triana can flip the bat aside. He's aboard as Daytona's first base runner of the game. Two out walk by Chen. And now the first baseman, Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra, 167 average in 12 games this year, 8 for 48, a double, no homers, 4 RBIs. And the righty's first pitch is a tad bit low. It is 1-0. Ibarra, last night for Daytona, 1 for 4 with a run scored, the only run Daytona scored that night. The 1-0, down and in. 91 on the gun from Chen. It is two balls and no strikes. Ibarra, 3 for 16 in this series, has picked up at least one hit in each of his last three games. Righty fires, and Ibarra pulls this one foul on the ground towards the railing in front of Daytona's dugout, 2-1. Well, we've got a chance at some minor league history going on tonight. Getting tweet updates from J.J. Cooper of Baseball America. The 2-1. And Ibarra takes low. It's 3-1. Remember last year, July 31st, Jose Franco set a Florida State League record with 11 consecutive strikeouts, falling one shy of the minor league baseball record set in 2019. The 3-1. Outside ball four. Another tailing heater. And back-to-back two-out walks by Chen has put Daytona with a tying and go-ahead runs aboard for the left fielder, Yerlin Confidan. Confidan, .273 average in 13 games, 12 for 44, two doubles, a triple. No homers and six RBIs. Confidan last night drove in Daytona's only run. Hit a ball 109 miles an hour on the ground in the left field for an RBI single. Righty against lefty. And Confidan takes low and away, 1-0. Well, there won't be history because for the Harrisburg Senators, as Yorman Bassardo, pitching coach, out to the mound, as Chen has struggled to find the zone here in the first. Just seven of his first 18 pitches are strikes. Daytona first and second, two out. And they trail Bradenton 1-0. But Jose Franco last year struck out 11 straight batters. Today, in a game between the Harrisburg Senators and the Bowie Bay Sox, Nationals and Orioles AA baseball, Paolo Espino struck out 11 straight batters, or rather Daniel Espino, I believe, struck out 11 straight batters to start that ball game. 45 pitches, 35 strikes. Rather, he pitches for the Akron Rubber Ducks, not The Nationals affiliate got him confused with Paolo Espino, who's a pitcher for the Nationals, as Confidana line drive down the left field line towards the line and racing there to make the catch right by the bill of that black cap is Luke Brown to end the inning. Brown has good speed and had a great break on that baseball. Thought Confidana would find a way to sneak that one down for a hit, but Brown able to make the play and retire the side. No runs, no hits, two left. At the end of one, 1-0 Bradenton on the Tortugas Radio Network. Following a trip to Jupiter, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, April 19th against the Bradenton Marauders. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a Belly Buster Wednesday on April 20th, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on April 21st with drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual astronomy night on Friday, April 22nd. Come to the park early as the first fans to the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway. Bring your four-legged friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Park in the Park night of the season featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning, Hunter Parks back to work. Nice defensive play by Luke Brown in the bottom of the inning, keeping Daytona from tying the game, if not more. Fans need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Brendan Dixon, Rodolfo Nolasco, Jacob Goldfarb, 5, 6, and 7, the 3-2 up for Bradenton here in the top half of the second inning. Righty against righty, and the first pitch to Dixon is a slider strike at the knees, 0-1. Dixon coming into the game tonight, hitting at a buck 72 in 8 games, 5 for 29, the 0-1. And this one ripped in the air left field. Back goes Confidan, now backpedaling, turning around, and that one off the wall. Picked up off the Landshark signage. Confidan has a strong arm. The throw bounces a few times towards the right field side of second. And sliding in safely with a leadoff double is Brendan Dixon. The American flag out in center field blowing out to left, but not nearly as vociferously as it had been the previous 2-3 nights. And yet, Jacob Gonzalez and Brendan Dixon on balls that I thought Confidan would have a play on end up watching the ball sail over his head. That one coming off the bat at 103 miles an hour. So the Marauders with a man in scoring position and nobody out as Park steps off. A double for Dixon, his third of the season and second of the series. Righty against righty. And Nolasco takes up and away. It is 1-0. Rodolfo Nolasco, righty hitter, batting a buck 67 in 10 games, 7-4-42. A triple, no homers, two RBIs. The 1-0, and Nolasco tries to prevent himself from swinging at the slider, could not. And it's one ball and one strike. Nolasco last night 0-for-4 in that ball game. A look towards second for Parks. The 1-1. And this one, a broken bat fly ball, shallow left. Out is Steiger to his right, calling for it. He'll reach up above that green cap and make the catch for the first out of the second inning. Nice defensive play by Gus Steiger for the first out here in the second. So a man in scoring position, one away. And here is the designated hitter, Jacob Goldfarb. First time he's appeared in this series. Goldfarb in four games, hitting 267, 4-for-15. One extra base hit, that's a homer and two RBIs. Shortstop Steiger holding on the runner at second, Dixon. And the first pitch hits Goldfarb in the back of his leg, the back of that front leg by his calf muscle. And so Parks plunks Goldfarb. And the Marauders now with two on and one out. for the catcher, Wyatt Hendry. Hendry played last night, missed a game and a half with a lower body injury suffered on Wednesday. Hendry hitting 207 games, 4 for 20. Two doubles, a homer, and an RBI. And the first pitch, this is down and in. At 77, it is 1-0. Daytona tonight, home white uniforms. Tortugas arched across the chest in dark green. Long pause and time called at home plate. Green numerals front and back on that white jersey top with a powder blue border. A 1-0 outside slider. And it's two balls and no strikes. Green piping along with some powder blue piping around the collar down the front of that jersey. Long black sleeves out either end of that top for the righty Parks. First and second, one out. Bradenton up by one and a front door slider. This is inside, 3-0. Luke Brown, the left fielder, waiting on deck. Long white pants for Parks, rolled all the way down to his ankles as he gets the sign from Salcedo, the 3-0. And that fastball in for a strike. Salcedo bluffs a throw behind one of the runners, but holds on. It's 3-1. Parks has those white-on-white Nike cleats dug into the stadium mound. And this one, a broken bat fly ball in the left coming on Confidante. He'll have to play it on a hop. Throw comes firing into third base where Triana cuts it off. A double, a hit batter, and a single. And the Marauders have him loaded with one out here in the second inning for Luke Brown. The bat dies a hero for Wyatt Hendry. You could see its splinter didn't exactly cut in two, but a few shards trickling into the night sky. And now Luke Brown with a chance to extend the Marauders' lead. Had a big two-run single in the second inning last night. And the first pitch attacking sends it back to the screen, 0-1. Brown hitting 333 in six games, 6 for 18, a homer, and 6 RBIs. Last night was 2 for 3 with a couple runs scored. With those two ribbies, the 0-1 from Hunter. And that fastball left high. Brown able to stay off it. It's 1-1. Brown drafted by the Pirates in the ninth round last year out of the University of Louisville. Originally from Bowling Green, Kentucky. And grew up a big Cincinnati Reds fan. Now facing off against the Reds single-A affiliate. The 1-1. Brown takes the breaking ball down and in. Another slider from Parks. It's 2-1. Parks was outstanding in his first start against the Cardinals last Tuesday, a week ago. The 2-1. Ball down and in. Tries the fastball at 95. It's 3-1. And now he's in danger of walking in a tally. And Salcedo, the catcher, the shortstop, Steiger, in to have a conversation on the top of the pitcher's mound. A Parks, 4 innings, 5 hits, no runs, no walks, 6 Ks in that walk-off win for Daytona. Making his first appearance at home, did not pitch at all in that opening series against the Mets. The 3-1 from Hunter. And that fastball right down the middle at 95. It's a full count. Parks, very good arm speed. Working from that right side, the payoff pitch. And this one off the end of the bat towards the third base bleachers. And will land beyond it towards the concession stands. It remains a full count on Brown. And one of the things you read a lot about Hunter Parks is people think because of his arm speed, he might, with his continued physical development, be able to reach triple digits. The 3-2. Inside ball 4, and Bradenton has a 2-0 lead. Luke Brown's third RBI in the last 2 days. His 7th run batted in of the season, and Bradenton ahead by 2, 2-0. Todd Naskadov, Tortuga's pitching coach, will head out to the mound to try and help Parks get recalibrated on the hill. Hayden Jones with his chest protector in his left hand. Mask on, beginning to make a slow stroll out towards the Daytona left field bullpen. Parks nearing 20 pitches in the inning, but a ground ball away from escaping with just the one run allowed. A long discussion between Nascadov, Salcedo, and Parks. And as the home plate umpire, Chase Eubanks, goes out to the hill, Nascadov walks away, realized at the last second as he was leaving that there was one other piece of information he needed to throw in there, turned around, shouted it back, and now heads back to the dugout. So back to the top of the order for Bradenton. And the shortstop, Mike Jarvis, grounded out to Rainey Reyes to lead off the game. The righty deals. And the first pitch slider is low for ball one. Daytona tonight wearing the dark green caps, dark green bills, white block D logo on the front. Sheldon the Tortuga through the middle, wielding a bat. The 1-0. That one, again, a bit down. 94 with a fastball, two balls and no strikes. Bradenton with a run in on two hits here in the second inning. The 2-0. Outside and low, 3-0. Parks did not walk anyone in his first outing. Only walked 4 and 11 in the third innings last season. His time called. We saw Julian Aguiar, who had marvelous control, struggle with his command last night. And Parks having a similar problem today. The 3-0, outside ball 4, it's 3-0. Back-to-back bases loaded walks by Hunter Parks to Luke Brown and Mike Jarvis. And now Alex Johnson will begin to throw out in the Daytona bullpen. Or someone will, as Jones heading to his spot behind home plate. Johnson looks like he's going to start doing some stretches out behind the left field bullpen. So back-to-back bases loaded walks. First two free passes issued by Parks tonight, and now he misses outside to Gonzalez, 1-0. Six straight pitches have missed. Gonzalez, a solo home run to left, his first time up. The 1-0, and a swing and a miss. Ill-advised attack there by Gonzalez on the breaking ball. After six straight out of the zone, probably swung at ball two, it's 1-1. Righty deals, and Gonzalez a double play ground ball to short. Steiger on his way to second. Reyes to first, double play, inning over. So Gonzalez chased a potential 1-0 ball, allowed Parks to get back in the count, and on the next pitch, able to draw up an easy 6-4-3 double play. Nicely done by Hunter to limit the damage in the second. Two runs, two hits, two left at the end of 1.5. 3-0 Bradenton on the Tortugas Radio Network.
To head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you, a Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Daytona with some work to do as we head to the bottom of the third inning. They trail Bradenton 3-0, and stepping in for the first at-bat of his professional career is right-handed swinging Jamal O'Gwin. And the first pitch he sees is a strike at 92. It is 0-1. O'Gwin, Lantigua, Reyes, the 3-2 up in the inning for Daytona. The 0-1 to Jamal is on the outside corner. Off-speed pitch. It is 0-2. O'Gwin signed with the Reds as an undrafted free agent last July out of USC, University of Southern California. The 0-2 pitch, and O'Gwin fouls it straight back. Remains 0-2. O'Gwin did not play last year after signing it due to injury. Hit 262 in 48 games with the Trojans as a senior last year. The 0-2 pitch, and O'Gwin strikes out on the breaking ball. Down and away. At 73, about a 20-mile-per-hour difference from Chen's hardest-thrown pitch tonight. And O'Gwin down on strike, second K tonight for Chen. So here is Danny Lantigua getting the start in right field tonight for Daytona. Lantigua had a good series, 3-for-6, was hitless last night, though. And the switch hitter batting lefty gets it off the hands. It is 0-1. Lantigua coming into the day, hitting a .167 in six games, 3-for-18, a double. No homers, no RBIs. The 0-1 from Chen. And Lantigua on the ground right side. Past the diving glove of Gonzalez to his right and into right field for a base hit. First hit of the game for Daytona. And Danny Lantigua is on with a one-out single. Rainey Reyes, going to dig in here. Reyes hitting a .118 in six games, 2-for-17, no extra base hits and an RBI. Reyes did not play last night. Was 1-for-2 with a couple runs scored. A pair of walks and a hit by pitch in the game against Bradenton on Thursday as a check swing foul ball heads towards the Bradenton dugout. It is 0-1. Marauders tonight wearing the road gray uniforms. Marauders arched across the chest in black, black numerals front and back with a gold border. Gold trim along the side of those gray pants. As Reyes swings and serves one in the air to center. Racing in is Bowen to his right. He's got it squared away. And with two hands makes the catch by his chin. Two out. So Reyes retired. One on, two out. And now the catcher, Andrew Salcedo. Switch hitter at his best game of the season against Bradenton on Thursday. 1-for-3. Couple RBIs, a walk, and a strikeout. Salcedo hitting at a 100 on the year, 1-for-10. No extra base hits, two RBI. Switch hitter batting lefty. And the first pitch blown by him down and in at 92. It is 0-1. Chen has those gray pants roll down to his ankles. Black, silver, and white Nike cleats with teal laces dug into that stadium mound as Salcedo watches it miss high. 1-0 has a bright blue glove resting on that left hand. Bright blue Nike mitt as Lantigua back to first on the pickoff throw in there standing. One on, two out. Bottom of the second inning. Bradenton a 3-0 lead. Couple bases loaded, walks, and a home run. The 1-1. And Salcedo pulls out on that fastball down. It is one ball and two strikes. Dimensions here in Daytona. At the jack, 317 down the line in left, 400 a straightaway center, and 325 to the pole in right. The 1-2. Struck him out swinging. 91-mile-an-hour fastball down from Chen. And Salcedo waves over the top. Third strikeout for Poyu Chen. And he strands a man aboard in the inning. No runs, a hit, one left after two. 3-0 Marauders on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hunter Parks trying to find his stride here in the third inning. Bradenton a 3-0 lead here on this Saturday night. Final game of the series tomorrow. Today, Bark in the Park night at the Jack. Tomorrow are Sheldon's Family Fun Days, including Kids Run the Bases after the ball game presented by Neighbor's Ice Cream Parlor. It'll be Jace Bowen to lead off in the third. A broken bat fly ball to center. Coming in into his right, Allen. A little bend in his knees. And makes the catch, one pitch, one out in the third inning. First time Daytona's retired leadoff man this evening. So here is Alexander Mojica. Struck out swinging his first time. He is 0-1 tonight. Righty against righty. And the first pitch to Mojica. A slow breaking slider has him out in front, 0-1. Righty's 0-1, working quickly now. And the slider yanked too far outside. It is 1-1. Parks was committed to the University of South Carolina before signing with the Reds. The 1-1 off the hands. And this one headed towards the first baseline and onto the roof at top of the grandstand. It is 1-2. Parks, Ibarra wasn't even back at his position yet when Parks just barely misses low for ball two. Thought that one came across at the knees, but just a hair down. Another 2-2 from Parks, and a check swing flare right field coming on and having to play it on a hop is Danny Lantigua. Oh, he could never fully completed that swing there, just sort of threw the bat head at it and able to dunk it down in shallow right field for a knock, the fourth hit of the game for Bradenton. They've had a couple that have been hit really hard and a couple that have just barely snuck in front of the outfield. So Mojica aboard for the first time tonight. And now the second baseman, Brendan Dixon, who doubled and scored last inning. And the first pitch slider too far inside, 1-0. Dixon out of Weatherford College was the Pirates' 20th round pick last year. 1-0. Inside corner, front door slider, 1-1. Dixon originally attending the University of Texas before transferring to junior college ball. Chokes up on the bat from the right side. And Dixon, fast swing, but not fast enough. As the fastball at 91 hit to the screen, it is 1-2. One on, one out, top of the third. Bradenton a 3-0 lead. Marauders, three runs, four hits, no errors, two left. Daytona, no runs, a hit, no errors, three left. A 1-2. And Dixon out of play again towards East Orange Avenue to the right. It is still a ball and two strikes. Dixon, 2-for-8 in this series coming into today. 3-for-9 after the second, the 1-2 pitch outside and low and blocked with the glove by Salcedo. And Mojica stays put at first base. It's 2-2. Mix of blue skies and some low-hanging gray clouds here in Daytona Beach tonight. AccuWeather has it at 76 degrees. The 2-2. Dixon a line drive right field. That one down for a base hit. Over to his right, Lantigua to cut it off. Mojica will stop at second. Brendan Dixon is 2-for-2 tonight. There a line drive single into right at 103 miles an hour. And the Marauders with first and second, one away for Adolfo Nolasco. Nolasco 0-for-1 has popped up to shallow left. And the first pitch tries to hold up on a breaking ball. It is 0-1. You'll feel it 73 here in Daytona Beach. 8 mile per hour winds, east-northeast. Wind gusts up to 12 as Nolasco takes a strike. Slider towards the outer half. It's 0-2. A lot of sliders from Hunter Parks tonight. Threw the breaking ball more often than the fastball. In that last outing against the Cardinals in his first start, the 0-2 pitch. Can't hold up again on the slider. Strike three. That one was halfway into the lefty batter's box. But Nolasco committed far too early. And Hunter Parks has another strikeout. That's his third of the ball game. Two down now in the inning for the designated hitter, Jacob Goldfarb. Goldfarb hit by a pitch. Scored a run back in the second inning. Goldfarb, an interesting story. Signed by the Pirates as a minor league free agent. Was originally drafted out of the University of Oregon by the White Sox. Is that one inside with a slide piece. 1-0. It was a 24th round pick. In 2019, got released during the pandemic. And last year was playing in the Pioneer League. Used to be an affiliated league as that slider inside corner 1-1. Played for the Ogden Raptors, one time a Dodgers affiliate. Now the Pioneer League, a MLB partner league, independent from affiliated ball, 1-1. Bouncing off a home plate, 2-1. And while he was playing last year for the Ogden Raptors, he was also studying to get his law degree, taking classes at the University of Washington. The 2-1. And Goldfarb laid on the 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-2. Joined the Raptors in mid-May, would huddle around his computer in a closet-like space in the clubhouse to participate in a class, then would join practice late. So kudos to Ogden for working around Jacob's schedule as he pops this one in the air. Foul ground, third base side, Triana and Salcedo over. And a couple of game day employees ducking to get out of the way, but everybody's all right as it bangs off the bleachers. And back down to the front row, it remains 2-2. So kudos to Ogden for allowing Goldfarb to put his schoolwork first and then join the team on the diamond for practice. And actually, they were playing a game in Colorado Springs against the Rocky Mountain Vibes in mid-June. They gave him his own hotel room so he could study and take all his finals. Again, a kudos to them. And that backdoor slider, Parks wanted it, compressing his right hand on the webbing of that beige-colored mitt. And instead of a punch-out, it's a full count on Goldfarb. And that'll release both runners with a full count at two outs. Mojica at second, Dixon at first. The payoff pitch, outside ball four, the bases are loaded. Third walk issued by Parks tonight. And the bases remain loaded, or now are loaded. They loaded a bunch last inning. Here's the catcher, Wyatt Hendry, single to left his first time. That's a great story about Goldfarb as Hendry swings and misses. Sweeping breaking ball down and away, 0-1. And all that hard work he did both academically and athletically last year. 0-1 in the dirt, down and away, 1-1. Not only paying off in the classroom, but his success on the field last year, his manager, or rather the Raptors hitting coach Jeff Lyle, compared him to Craig Biggio. He's listed as a catcher on the Marauders roster as Hendry swings over the top of 77, 1-2. But his hitting coach compared him to Craig Biggio. He played second base and center field last year in Ogden and now a catcher on the roster, so covering all three positions Biggio played during his Hall of Fame career with Houston. As Hendry takes outside 2-2. Owen Holt up and starting to throw in the, or loosening at least in the bullpen, as Henry strikes out on the slider to end the inning. Good sharp pitch down and away. Henry down on strikes. Fourth strikeout for Parks tonight. And he hangs a donut on the scoreboard, leaving Bradenton with the bases full. No runs, two hits, bases left loaded. At the end of two and a half, still 3-0 Marauders on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bo-Yu Chen back to work for Bradenton as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Owen Holt continuing to throw for Daytona down the left field line, so I have to imagine Hunter Parks' day is done after three innings and 69 pitches. Jay Allen, the second to lead off here in the bottom of the third, shows bunt and fouls it off himself in the righty batter's box. It is 0-1. Top of the lineup due up for Daytona in the third. Gray clouds rolling in overhead. Mostly overcast right now in Daytona. Lights are on here at the stadium, taking more and more effect as we barrel towards the top of the 8 o'clock hour. 0-1 on Allen as time called. Allen, Steiger, Triana. The 3-2 up against the right-hander in the inning. And Chen's 0-1 is ripped in the air, right center field, back into his left. Bowen on the run, reaches out, dives headlong, and makes an incredible catch to take away extra bases from Allen, who tips his helmet to the fellow center fielder in a show of appreciation. Some high fives for Allen. Even the Daytona crowd, a couple of whistles in support of Bowen's incredible diving catch out there in right center field. 103 miles off the bat there from Allen the second. And Bowen, a guy who's played left and second as well in this series, making a great play once again in the outfield as Gus Steiger takes a strike knee high, 0-1. Steiger rounded out to second his first time, 0-1 tonight. Pre-game guest, the 0-1. Gus takes up and away. It is 1-1. Steiger 6-for-12 in this series coming into tonight. 6-4 his last 11 during this three-game hit streak. The 1-1. Steiger chases one in the dirt. Nice off-speed pitch. It's a ball and two strikes. Steiger has performed so well against Bradenton in his career. Trying to start a rally in the third, the 1-2, and Steiger grabs a piece of it and sends it towards the Daytona dugout. Remains a ball and two strikes. Steiger in 14 career games against the Pirates affiliate, a 372 hitter, 16-for-43 coming into this evening. The 1-2 pitch, Steiger, a line drive left center field over to his left on the run, but it'll hang up just enough for Luke Brown to make the catch over his left shoulder. Steiger got a little bit too much air underneath that baseball. That allowed Brown to make the play on it to his left. Two up, two down for Chen in the third. And now the third baseman, Michelle Triana. Triana walked, was stranded at second against Chen in the first. Righty against lefty. And Triana pulls his head out. On 83, down in the zone. Change up. It is 0-1. Triana, 0 for 4 last night. He's had a tough series. 0 for 11 with four strikeouts. The 0-1. There's a strike, another change. And the count 0-2. Base is empty, two out. 3-0 Bradenton here in the third. The 0-2. And Triana, a hard ground ball. Fair down the left field line, a base hit. Over towards the line, Brown to cut it off. Michelle Triana ends his 0 for 11 slide with a two-out base hit to left. He's on base for the second time today. And Daytona will send up the first baseman, Ruben Ibarra. They're playing Triana to pull. A lot of space between Mojica and the third base chalk. And Triana, the old-fashioned hit it where they ain't. And the Tortugas have a base runner. Still trailing by three. Ibarra walked his first time. And Ruben looks at 92. Outside corner, 0-1. Introduced myself to Jamal O'Gwin earlier today. Saw him in the clubhouse saying hi to folks. And Ruben put his arm around him and said, this kid's going to be a star. The 0-1. Down and away, 1-1. A lot of guys very excited to see Jamal come into town today. And probably none more excited than Ruben, based on the way he introduced him to me. Always loved seeing that kind of support from one another. Whether they're teammates, opponents, what have you. That kind of camaraderie makes working in athletics as fun as it is, as Chen steps off. One on, two out. Bottom of the third, Daytona down 3-0. Throw back to first, and Triana able to get a right hand in there ahead of the tag from Gonzalez. Speaking of Jamal O'Gwin, he was added to the roster yesterday when Justice Thompson was transferred to High A Dayton. We'll talk about the out-of-town scoreboard a little bit later on, but Justice Thompson had a walk-off base hit for Dayton today as time called, and they call a balk against Poyu Chen. Chen can't believe it. His head sort of swiveling around left and right, trying to figure out where to look. Chen just has a stoic face, nods his head, says okay. So that pitch does not count. A balk ruled on Chen, and that gives Triana second base. So Daytona with a man in scoring position and two out now. Chen's 1-1. And Ibarra, a hard ground ball to short. Fielded to his left, Jarvis. Sidearm throw to Gonzalez in time to end the inning. Ibarra hit it well. 104 off the bat, but too close to the shortstop, Jarvis, and Daytona strands a man. No runs, a hit, one left after three. 3-0 Bradenton on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 fireworks shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fourth inning, top of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Marauders a 3-0 lead. Call to the bullpen for Daytona here in the fourth. Hunter Parks out. Owen Holt, the new arm in the game for Daytona. He'll face off against 9-1-2 for Bradenton. And his first pitch to Luke Brown misses up and away for ball one. Holt standing at 6'2", 228. Just turned 23 years old yesterday. So a happy belated birthday to Owen. 1-0. And this fouled off the handle. Over to the left, it is 1-1. Holt out of Houston, Texas. 16th round pick of the Reds out of Alvin Community College. Third baseman Triana off the line with the lefty at the plate. A 1-1 from Owen. And that sails high and away at 83. It is 2-1. Holt on the season for Daytona, making his third appearance. No record, a 2.25 ERA, 4 hits in 4 innings. 3 walks and 3 Ks. The 2-1. And Brown out in front, 84 that time from Holt. And it's 2-2. Brown, Jarvis Gonzalez, the 3-2 up. Opponents hitting 267 off Holt coming into today. The 2-2 in the air to left. Back into his left, Confidano way back, looking up over his head, and it's off the base of the wall. Brown on his way to second, and he's in there standing with a leadoff double. Once again, a ball driven out to left field, just kept on carrying and carrying. And Confidano again having to play it off the fence. And Brown with a double. He's on base for the second time tonight. First two-bagger of the year for Brown. And now the Marauders with a man in scoring position. Nobody out for Mike Jarvis. Jarvis ground out to second in a walk tonight. He is 0-1 with an RBI. That walk coming with the bases loaded in the second inning. Holt looks towards second. The righty fires. And Jarvis takes down and away in the dirt. Blocked with a body by Salcedo. It is 1-0. Holt last pitching against the Cardinals on Saturday. 2 scoreless. 2 hits, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Made 4 appearances in the Arizona Complex last year. Arizona Complex League Reds at a 7.71 ERA. The 1-0. Jarvis takes a strike, 1-1. We're talking about the interesting story of Jacob Goldfarb in the last trip to the plate for the Marauders. But Owen Holt is a unique story as well. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away, 1-2. Mentioned Goldfarb taking classes for his law degree at the University of Washington online while playing independent baseball last year. Owen Holtz did a similar thing, but in college he was taking full slates of classes at Alvin Community College in Texas as he steps off here, and at Harvard University in Massachusetts, the Ivy League school, where he started his college career, all while pitching at Alvin Community College, trying to get drafted, which he did. A 1-2 pitch struck him out swinging. Slider down, and Jarvis could not find a way to put some lumber on it. First strikeout tonight for Owen Holt. 1-1. And now Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez grounded into an inning-ending double play back in the second. Clocked a solo home run to left in the opening inning. Bradenton a 3-0 lead here in the top of the fourth inning. But Holt also began his college career not on the baseball diamond. As that pitch outside to Gonzalez, 1-0. Holt originally began his college athletic career as a quarterback on the Harvard football team. Only made one career appearance for the Crimson. And ironically, it came in a baseball park. The 1-0. And Gonzalez, a hard ground ball up the third base line towards the Daytona bullpen. It is 1-1. In November of 2018, Harvard and Yale, one of the oldest and most notable rivalries in college athletics, played at Fenway Park. And he played as a part of that 45-27 win over Yale. And Holt steps off, looks the runner back to second. First time Holt stepped off in this plate appearance. Brown at second with a leadoff double. Marauders a 3-0 fourth inning lead. Twilight sky here in Daytona, some clouds overhead. The 1-1. And Gonzalez can't connect. Slider saucering towards the outside corner and into the lefty batter's box. It's 1-2. Final line for the starter tonight. That is Hunter Parks. Three innings, three runs, all earned on five hits. Three walks, four Ks, a home run. 1-2. Outside. Another breaking ball, 2-2. Park, 68 pitches, 40 strikes. Leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. American flag still blowing out to straightaway left. And Holt steps off for the second time. So, next one, he's got to throw over and get him. Otherwise, it's a balk. So, 2-2 now on Gonzalez. Righty at the belt. Now the 2-2. And Gonzalez a fly ball to center. First going in, now drifting back a tad, backpedaling. Allen makes the catch over his left shoulder. And staying put at second base as the throw comes into third is Luke Brown. So Gonzalez now 1-for-3. And there are two out in the fourth inning for Jace Bowen. Bowen 0-for-2 in this one. Struck out looking, flied out to center. 0-for-2 in this one. Bowen, drafted in 2019, a Michigan State commit. Brown at second. Holt fires. And Bowen over the top, slider down and in. It is 0-1. One of the interesting things from our buddy Spencer Smith's game notes, talking to Jace Bowen last year when he was in Bradenton, one of the things he did during the pandemic in 2020 to stay as close to baseball shape as possible, pitches low, throw down to second by Salcedo, not in time in the dirt, blocked by Reyes. And the count 1-1 as Brown back safely. But what his family would do is he would hit outside and his family would pitch him little white chocolate chips. Try and get used to seeing that small, blurry white object come into that path and try and barrel it up. Oh and two, or actually it says 0-2. I've got 1-1 on Bowen. As he swings and misses. And it is indeed strike three to end the inning. So, don't know where I went wrong there. But Owen Holt works around to lead off double. And strands a man aboard in the fourth inning. No runs, a hit, one left. At the end of three and a half, it is 3-0 Bradenton on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Mo Yu Chen trying to keep Daytona's bats off kilt, and he has all night. It'll be 5-6-7-2 up against him in the fourth, and Yerlin Confidant takes high for ball one. Bradenton a 3-0 lead as we play here in the fourth inning. Confidant flied out to left his first time, the 1-0. And Confidant a high pop into left field. Coming in, can't find it, is Brown. Now drifting back, backpedaling, and makes the catch over his left shoulder for the first out. Brown put his hands at his sides. Couldn't find it, but was able to regain sight of the ball on its way down. And Confidant on his second fly ball to left, 0-2. And now it is Jamal O'Gwin. Struck out swinging in his first pro at bat. He is 0-1. Righty batter with an open stance. And the righty Chen fires, and O'Gwin waits back but out of play to the right. It is 0-1. And O'Gwin right on it and sends it back to the screen, 0-2. O'Gwin out of USC, grew up a huge USC fan from Clovis, California. Interesting thing with O'Gwin, listed as an outfielder, played a lot of shortstop in high school, played a lot of third base as well in college. A DH tonight in his debut, the 0-2 pitch, and that one high at 93. It's a ball and two strikes. Alex Johnson up and throwing out in left field. On the first pitch, I watched him throw. Hayden Jones, great job to catch that ball, prevent it from going behind home plate. As O'Gwin takes high, 2-2. Guy that would have likely been drafted in the old 40-round system, but not the case now that it's been cut in half. As O'Gwin, a check swing ground ball up the third baseline, barehanded by Chen in one fluid motion, throws in a beautiful forehand pick by Gonzalez towards home plate for the second out. Was not an easy play on either end. Gonzalez with a couple of points of appreciation towards his pitcher. And there are two out now in the fourth inning for Danny Lantigua. A lot of things could have gone wrong on that play, from Chen picking up the ball to the throw to Gonzalez's pick. But everything gets an 80 grade, and there are two out for Danny Lantigua. Switch hitter batting right-handed. And he takes up and in for ball one. Antigua, one of the league leaders in doubles in the FSL a year ago with 22. Finishing the top three as he waves over the top of a breaking ball. It is one ball and one strike. Interesting with Antigua batting left-handed. Got the center fielder Bowen playing him to hit the ball to the opposite field. Right fielder Nolasco off the line as well. The 1-1, and Lantigua swings through an elevated heater at 92. It's one ball and two strikes. Lantigua, you look at the spray chart from him this year, pretty even to all fields. Chen looking for a 1-2-3 inning, the 1-2. And that one up and in. Mantegna backing out of the way. It's two balls and two strikes. Chen has not had a 1-2-3 inning in this ballgame. Righty fires. And that breaking ball low. And it's a full count. Rainey Reyes, second baseman, waiting on deck. Three, two, and he strikes him out swinging. Reach back for something extra at 93. And Lantigua down on strikes, and Chen has his first 1-2-3 inning of the ball game. We head to the fifth inning here in Daytona. Braden's in three, Tortugas nothing on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like little John. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fifth inning, Bradenton a 3-0 lead. Owen Holt out for his second inning of work. Heart of the lineup. Two up for the Pirates affiliate, Mojica, Dixon, and Nolasco. Mojica, 1-for-2, has struck out and singled, and he'll lead off for his pitch. And Holt throws a slider for a strike outside part of the plate. It is 0-1. About a quarter past the 8 o'clock hour. Alex Johnson throwing down the left field line for Daytona. Owen Holt from the first base side, the 0-1. And Mojica line drive towards Daytona's bullpen and off the railing of the roof of the clubhouse and back out towards shortstop. It is 0-2. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here in the middle innings. Let you know what's going on across the FSL here on this Saturday, the 23rd of April. Long pause for Holt, the 0-2 pitch. And Mojica pops it up in the air, right side of the infield. Reyes calling for it. And the left at second makes the play with two hands above that dark green cap. One out in the fifth inning. Here's Brendan Dixon. Couple of hits tonight. Doubled and scored in the second. Singled, was stranded aboard in the third. But looking across the FSL tonight, St. Lucie and Jupiter taking on the Hammerheads. That game tied at 3, top of the seventh inning. Righty against righty, first pitch. And Dixon looks at a fastball strike at 94. It's 0-1. Dylan Floro making a rehab start for the Marlins tonight in Jupiter, and it did not go well. Gave up two runs on one hit, walked one in two-thirds of an inning. As righty Holt steps off. And they're going to call a pitch clock violation on Holt as he stepped off. He's trying to say he stepped off and says it doesn't matter. According to the home plate umpire, Chase Eubanks, that's our first pitch clock violation of the game tonight. So 1-1 on Dixon. Righty fires. And that one on the outside edge at 82. It's a ball and two strikes. Tsui Lin still with the Mets. It's part of his rehab. 0-3 with a walk in that tie game. Bases empty. One out in the fifth. Daytona down by three. 1-2 pitch. Struck him out on the slider. Buried in the dirt in the lefty batter's box. And Salcedo will apply the tag on Dixon before he heads back to the dugout. Third strikeout tonight for Owen Holt. He's now retired five straight since giving up the leadoff double to Luke Brown. And now the right fielder, Rodolfo Nolasco. Nolasco popped up to short, struck out 0-2. Bottom of the ninth in Lakeland. Palm Beach looking like they are on the verge of snapping their five-game losing streak. They lead the Flying Tigers 7-3. Two in the eighth, two in the ninth. To help break that game open, Sonder Mora, a two-run homer, his second of the year. First pitch to Nolasco. Slider off the outside corner, 1-0. Jackson Jobe, the Tigers' first-round pick from last year, making his second career appearance. Two shutout innings, four strikeouts, made his debut against Bradenton last week. The 1-0. And this one hit a mile high in the air behind the plate. Salcedo a look, but the mask stays on. And out of sight, it's a ball and a strike. Lakeland getting a home run in that game today from Isaac Pacheco. Top of the sixth in Dunedin. Fort Myers, a 5-0 lead on the Blue Jays. They have a league-best 9-4 record. The 1-1 from Holt. And the slide piece off the outer half, 2-1. Kala'i Rosario. A solo home run for Fort Myers, his first. Emmanuel Rodriguez, a two-run shot, his fifth. This is a line drive center field. Allen waiting on it. Now coming in a few steps and over his left shoulder. Makes the grab to end the inning. So Owen Holt gave up a leadoff double in the fourth inning and retired six straight after that as he puts Bradenton down in order on just 11 pitches. Halfway through this one here on a Saturday night, Bradenton leading Daytona 3-0. Going to the bottom of the fifth on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 8-9-1, scheduled to bat for Daytona. They trail Bradenton 3-0. Brady Reyes, Andrew Salcedo, Jay Allen the second. The first pitch of the inning, a breaking ball, I think a curve from Chen, and Reyes ducked, and it ended up dropping in at the knees for a strike 0-1. One of the nastiest pitches from Chen tonight as Reyes fights the 0-1 in the air, down in front of the right fielder, a base hit. Gonzalez raced to first, hoping for a throw from Nolasco. But there will be none, and Reyes aboard with a leadoff single to begin the fifth inning. Just the third hit of the night for Daytona. And now the catcher, Andrew Salcedo. Switch hitter 0 for 1 tonight with a strikeout. Chen, next pitch will be his 60th of the night. Bradenton has some action down the right field line. And the first pitch of the 19-year-old catcher is low for ball one. Continuing that look around Florida State League tonight, Fort Myers now leads Dunedin 6-0. Kyler Fedko is hit a home run, his second of the year, the 1-0. And that one high and away. Two balls and no strikes. Only other game we failed to tell you about in the top of the inning is in Clearwater. Now the 2-0. Up and away, 3-0. Jay Allen the second on deck. Clearwater a 3-0 lead over Tampa. Andrew Painter, the Phillies' first-round pick from last year, making another start. And he had the best one of his young professional career, the 3-0. That's high ball four, and Daytona has the first two men aboard against Chen in the fifth inning. A single by Reyes, a walk to Salcedo. And now Jay Allen the second coming up as the game's tying run. First time Daytona's put multiple men aboard in the same inning since two out in the first. And now Jay Allen the second, 0 for 2. Struck out in the first, flied out to deep center his last time on a great diving catch by Jace Bowen. Righty from the stretch, and Allen looks at a strike. At 91, it's 0-1. But Andrew Painter tonight against Tampa, 5 innings, no runs, 1 hit, no walks, struck out 14 of the 16 batters he faced. The 0-1. And Allen, a line drive to the right out of play, 0-2. Take a look at what we were talking about earlier with Daniel Espino. Double-A Akron in the Cleveland system started his game, as we were saying, with 11 straight strikeouts. The minor league record is 12. And on the 12th batter he faced to start the game, Gunnar Henderson, an Orioles top prospect, hit a solo home run and then struck out the very next batter. He struck out 14 in his performance tonight as well. Brief mound visit for the catcher Wyatt Hendry with the righty Poyu Chen. Allen back in with an 0-2 count. Reyes leads off second. The 0-2, and a balk was called by the base umpire. The second balk in as many innings called against Poyu Chen. And that's going to give Reyes third and Salcedo second base. That 0-2 pitch does not count. The second time Bradenton has had a pitcher be called for multiple balks in a game this series. Denny Roman had that happen to him on Wednesday night, much like Chen in consecutive innings. So now 0-2 with second and third, and he still strikes out Allen on the slider. Allen thought he might be able to break towards first, but Hendry kept it off the dirt. And Chen with a huge out number one. And now it's the shortstop, Gus Steiger. Steiger 0 for 2. Fly ball to left, ground out to second in this ball game tonight. Chen, that last strikeout, his fifth tonight. The first pitch to Gus. Up and away for ball one. Cody White for Daytona in the first base coach's box. Jeffrey Sierra over at third. Daytona looking to get on the board. Now the 1-0. And Steiger, a line drive right field, coming on, having to play it on a hop is Nolasco. Reyes will score. Salcedo held at third by Sierra. RBI base hit, Gus Steiger. His team high tying sixth of the season. And Daytona on the board. It's 3-1. Gus extends his hitting streak to 4 straight. And Jonathan Johnston's going to come out of the first base dugout and take the ball from his right-handed starter. Steiger came into play today. Best average on the team with runners in scoring position. Now 7 for 14 on the year with all 6 of his RBIs. New arm coming in for Bradenton. Tortugas have the tying men aboard. Go-ahead run coming up. 3-1 Marauders with one out in the bottom of the fifth on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Bullpen for Bradenton. They bring in the right-hander Dante Mendoza. With men at the corners and one out in the bottom of the fifth inning, taking over for Po Yu Chen. Mendoza's second appearance of the series for him, 6'5", 186 pounds, 23 years old from Torrance, California. Acquired by the Pirates in a trade with Cleveland back in 2018. Michel Triana will be the first man to face him. Daytona already with a run in on two hits and a walk here in the fifth. Triana has reached base both times tonight, has walked and singled, and the runner goes for his pitch, and Triana, base hit into right field. Scoring Salcedo, Steiger on his way to third, and Alasco's throw offline, and Steiger slides in feet first. Michel Triana is on base for the third time tonight, his fourth RBI, and Daytona has a 9-run 90 feet away. It is a 3-2 Bradenton advantage. 111 miles an hour off the bat on that hit and run single by Michel Triana. Steiger sort of staggered around second, and they're appealing to second base, trying to say Steiger missed the bag. And I guess Bradenton doesn't have a Cody White type of player or coach in the first base dugout, as the safe call is ruled by Austin Snow. So Steiger going first to third on the base hit by Triana. And now Daytona can tie the game without a base hit. Ruben Ibarra 0-for-1 with a walk, and he takes a breaking ball low, 1-0. Mendoza coming into play tonight, making his fourth appearance, 2-0. A 1.29 ERA. Two hits allowed in seven innings prior to that base hit. And Ibarra, a high fly ball to left. Will it be deep enough to score the run? Steiger can fly, making the catch out there is Brown. Here comes Steiger to the plate, throw in, cut off by the mound by the third baseman, Mojica. Ruben Ibarra delivers a game-tying sacrifice fly to left. His fifth RBI of the year, a 3-run fifth inning, and we're even here in the fifth. So Daytona helps out their starter, Hunter Parks. He's now off the hook as we are all even. With a man at first and two out in the bottom of the fifth for Yerlin Confidan. A couple of fly balls to left tonight. He is 0-for-2. Mendoza from the first base side and a backdoor slider in for a strike going one. Mendoza, two hits and seven innings coming into tonight. Just two walks, 11 strikeouts. And an 0.91 opponent batting average, the 0-1. Confidan takes high. It is one ball and one strike. Final line for Po Yu Chen tonight. 4 1/3 innings, 3 runs, all earned on 4 hits. 3 walks, 5 Ks, and Confidan watches that one bounce in the dirt. Triana breaks towards second, and he's going to be in there diving at first ahead of any potential throw. So much so that Hendry never even bothered to make one. Outstanding base running on the dirt ball by Triana, who is a little faster than his size would lead you to believe. And a wild pitch, and Daytona now has the go-ahead run in scoring position. 2-1 on the 19-year-old. And Confidant takes outside for ball three. Mendoza pitching in relief against Daytona on Wednesday night. Faced seven batters, struck out six, walked one, did not allow a hit. A 3-1. And Confidant just a little bit tardy. And back out of play, it's 3-2. Jamal O'Quinn waiting on deck. Confidant, the seventh man to bat for Daytona in the fifth inning. Shortstop Jarvis holding on the runner at second. The payoff pitch. That one, low ball four, and Confidant aboard with a walk. Just the third walk issue this season by Mendoza. And Daytona now with two on, two out for the DH, Jamal O'Quinn. O'Quinn grounded out to the pitcher last inning. It was a tough play by the pitcher Chen on a bare hand. And another tough play on the back end by Jacob Gonzalez on the scoop. But a big opportunity for the newcomer Jamal O'Quinn has struck out and had that ground out 0 for 2 in his pro debut tonight. Righty against righty. And the first pitch way high and away. It is 1-0. Triana, RBI base hit. He is at second. Confidant walked. He is over at first. 1-0. And O'Quinn taking a fastball at 92. Outside corner, it's 1-1. Mendoza acquired by Pittsburgh, along with Eric Gonzalez, an infielder, pitcher Tanaj Thompson. In exchange for outfielder Jordan Luplo and infielder Max Moroff, the 1-1. That one off the hands, out of play to the right, 1-2. So long ago that I remember seeing Max Moroff play with the Bradenton Marauders my first year in minor league baseball in 2014. I remember seeing Luplo playing the Cape League back in the day. 1-2 on O'Quinn, 2-1, 2-out. Righty fires, and O'Quinn nearly gets hit with a pitch inside, off-speed delivery. 78, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Danny Lantigua, the right fielder, hoping for an opportunity on deck. The break even. Check swing, ball gets away from the catcher Hendry, and everyone's going to move up. No appeal. They will appeal now at the last second to Austin Snow. They say he did not go. A wild pitch. And Triana to third, advancing to second, Confidant. And now another big opportunity here for Daytona on a full count. O'Quinn, the eighth man to hit in this fifth inning. The payoff pitch. Outside ball four. He's aboard with a walk. And Daytona has sent nine men to the plate now in this bottom half of the fifth inning. So, the sacks are saturated. And here is the right fielder, Danny Lantigua. Single to right his first time up. And struck out his last trip against Chen in the fourth. Triana at third, Confidant at second, and Lantigua first pitch swinging with O'Quinn at first. Out of play to our left, it is 0-1. Lantigua came into tonight 0 for 2 with a walk and a strikeout with men in scoring position this season. Bradenton jumped out to an early 3-0 lead. Daytona with three here in the fifth to tie it. The 0-1. Low and away. At 80 on the gun, it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Mendoza stands tall for the first base side, the 1-1. And Lantigua fooled on the back foot breaking ball, tried to stop himself and could not. It is 1-2. Lantigua looking to deliver here. Give Daytona their first lead of the night. 1-2 from Mendoza. Struck him out on the breaking ball. Hendry picks it up, steps on home. That completes the K and retires the side in the fifth inning. But Daytona strikes for three runs on three hits. Leave them loaded and send nine men to the plate. To the six we go, tied at three on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Following a trip to Jupiter, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, April 19th against the Bradenton Marauders. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a Belly Buster Wednesday on April 20th, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on April 21st with drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual astronomy night on Friday, April 22nd. Come to the park early as the first fans to the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway. Bring your four-legged friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Park in the Park night of the season featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Sounds of the late, great rapper Tupac blaring over the speakers here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark as Alex Johnson on out of the bullpen to take over here in the sixth inning, tied at three. On the Tortugas Radio Network, Johnson, 6'5", 230 pounds, 21 years old, from Buffalo, New York, drafted by the Reds in the 36th round in 2019 out of McKinley High School in the Buffalo area, was the first Buffalo area public high school player be drafted by Major League Baseball in roughly 47 years when he was taken in 2019. Bottom third of the lineup due up against him here in the sixth. And the first pitch to Jacob Goldfarb is a breaking ball that he can't swing and make contact on. It is 0-1. Goldfarb been hit by a pitch and scored. Has also walked tonight. The 0-1 down and in by his knees. It is one ball and one strike. Johnson making his third appearance, second out of the bullpen for Daytona this season. Made the start on Sunday against the Cardinals as the 1-1. 95-mile-an-hour fastball, strike 1-2. Johnson, no record, a 1.42 ERA, four hits in six and a third innings. Johnson shakes off, now says yes, the 1-2. And that grabs a piece of Goldfarb just barely. Tried to throw a breaking ball down and in. And it just caught underneath the belt of Goldfarb, and so he has been plunked for the second time tonight. Has reached all three times. Leadoff man aboard for Wyatt Hendry. Johnson, three walks, seven strikeouts, a 190 opponent batting average coming into play today. Take a look at the final line for Owen Holt tonight. Is now the trainer, Casey Lee, who has certainly made his steps in this series, going out to various parts of this field to check in on banged up Marauder players. Goldfarb going to jog up the first base line. Looked like he was giving some signal. Jonathan Johnson walked out there, and before before he even made it to Goldfarb, turned around and walked back. So Goldfarb, all right, he'll stay in the game. The final line for Owen Holt tonight, two innings, no runs, a hit, no walks, three Ks. 27 pitches, 20 strikes, retired the final six men he faced. Righty against righty in the first pitch to Hendry, hit softly, third base side, foul ball. It is 0-1. Hendry, one for two, has singled and struck out. Love talking with Alex last week in Palm Beach about his career, his journey to where he got, or how he got to where he is, as that pitch off the outside part of the plate at 94, 1-1. during the pandemic, went out to California, a little bit different weather-wise than very upstate New York and Buffalo, as Hendry takes on the dirt runner, went towards second, then put on the brakes. And Goldfarb dives back at first. No throw made by Salcedo. It's 2-1. A trained at the same facility that Hunter Green trained at out in the Los Angeles area. Said he saw a tick up in the velocity with his fastball. 2-1. That fastball high, 3-1. One of the things I thought was coolest was he did some training as well at Jackie Robinson Stadium on the UCLA campus, and now playing his first full minor league season at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, as Hendry takes low ball 4. And the Marauders, on a hit batter and a walk, have the first two men on here in the sixth. So here's Luke Brown. Left fielder, has reached twice tonight, walked, and brought home a run in the second inning with the bases loaded. Double to left center against Holt in the fourth. Third baseman Triana playing in, maybe expecting a bunt. And Brown takes high. Fastball at 93. It's 1-0. Johnson facing off towards center field. Looking into the breeze. Takes a deep breath. Now turns himself back around and toes the slab. Neon green cleats. Now from the stretch, Brown lays down a bunt, but that one will go foul. Over by the righty batter's box. It's 1-1. Two on, nobody out. Top of the sixth, tied at 3 here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Take a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard here in this sixth inning. This game, one of two in the Cincinnati farm chain and system, still in progress. The 1-1, up and away, 2-1. Salcedo trying to give some signals to Johnson to help him out. Reds falling again today at home to the Cardinals, 5-0. A three-hit shutout for Dakota Hudson and two relievers, as Brown flies one in the air to center. Back and to his left, Allen turning around to his right. Makes the catch by the bill of his cap. Will throw in towards second base. Tagging and going to third, Goldfarb. Retreating back to the bag at first is Hendry. Smart heads-up play there by Allen, not to try and be a hero and get the man at third base. Throw in his second to make sure that runner stays at first. Doesn't try and take an extra base. Double play still in order. Now men at the corners, one out for the shortstop, Mike Jarvis. Jarvis grounded to second his first time, has walked and struck out since. That walk in the second inning with the bases loaded brought home his third RBI of the year. Righty batter, slight bend in his knees. First pitch, and Johnson misses down and in for ball one. Dakota Hudson went 6 2/3 today in that victory. Tyler Malley lasting just a 4 1/3 innings. Nick Senzel, Alejo Lopez, the former Tortugas in the Cincinnati lineup, as this popped up in the infield. Ibarra calling for it on the infield turf, green shaded. Makes the catch with two hands, two out. Big pitch from Alex Johnson. And now the Marauders will need a base hit in order to regain the lead. First and third, two away. And the first baseman, Jacob Gonzalez, put Bradenton in front early with a first inning home run off Hunter Parks. Since then, a double play ground ball to short and a fly ball to center. Goldfarb at third, Hendry at first. It's all righty Johnson at the belt. First pitch, and Gonzalez can't get the barrel in quick enough on 94. Fouls it out of play, 0-1. Triple A Louisville, winner earlier this afternoon against the Iowa Cubs, 4-3. Sandy Leone, A two-run homer, his first in the Red system. Trey Amburgi, former Florida State leaguer with the Yankees. His second home run of the year, the 0-1. And Gonzalez in the air, right center field. Going back into his right, Lantigua in front of the warning track. Reaches up and makes the catch as he backpedals onto the brown shaded turf to end the inning. Gonzalez gave it a ride, but with the wind blowing out to left, not right, it dies in front of the wall. Antigua makes a play, and Bradenton strands a pair in the sixth. No runs, no hits. Two left at the end of five and a half, still tied at three on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dante Mendoza, first full inning of relief as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. 8-9-1 due up for Daytona. Game tied at three. Rainey Reyes, Andrew Salcedo, Jay Allen the second. And the first pitch to Rainey is a strike at the knees. It is 0-1. Reyes 1-for-2. As flied out to center and singled. Came across to score last inning. And Reyes tries to hold up on another breaking ball. Curve from Mendoza. It is 0-2. Bradenton, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They have left 8. Daytona, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 7. The 0-2. And Reyes, a drive out to center field. Back into his right, Bowen, slowing down. He's got plenty of space, and with two hands, makes the catch for the first out. So Reyes gives it a ride, but not far enough. And there is one out. For the catcher, Andrew Salcedo has struck out and walked tonight 0-for-1. Walked and scored last inning. Just saw some baseball news in between innings involving a former Tortuga. As Salcedo gets it off the hands over towards the Jackie Robinson ballpark statue, it's 0-1. But Stuart Fairchild sharing on Instagram not too long ago that he has been traded by the Diamondbacks to his hometown Seattle Mariners. Is that one low, 1-1. Loved working with Stu back in that 2019 season here at the Jack. It's his second campaign with the team as Salcedo takes low, 2-1. Always so kind with his time. It was tough watching during the pandemic when he got traded. Packy Naughton got traded. Some of those guys were part of that 2019 team to try and help the Reds reach the postseason, which they did. The 2-1. And Salcedo in the air down the left field line. Over towards the line. Back into his right. Brown now reaches back away from his body. Bobbles it and still hangs on for the out. He had it in his glove. And then it sort of squirted out. Juggled it around a few times. Bouncing it off his chest. But able to find it in his bare hand for the second out of the inning. So two down, back to the top of the order, Jay Allen the second. Allen the second. 0 for 3 tonight, a couple strikeouts, and was robbed of extra bases on a great diving catch by Jace Bowen. And Allen takes inside, nearly grazed with that breaking pitch. It is 1-0. Yeah, the Mariners acquiring Stuart Fairchild from the Diamondbacks earlier today. The 1-0. Allen takes down and away. Appeal down to the base umpire. He did not go. It is 2-0. Acquired by Seattle in exchange for cash considerations. Kevin Padlo designated for assignment by Seattle. 2-0. And Allen again trying to hold up on the curveball. Ruled he did offer. It is 2-1. Fairchild was designated for assignment by Arizona 4 days ago on the 19th. Appeared in 10 games at AAA Reno this season. Made his major league debut last year with Arizona in July. 12 major league games as Mendoza steps off. Remember texting Fairchild. I didn't even know if it was still his number because it had been 2 years and a trade. Righty fires, and Allen takes one on the inside corner. It's 2-2. I think the home plate umpire punched him out. And it was the second strike. And I think Allen told him, that's two. And kudos to the umpire. He didn't have any combative nature about it. 2-2 pitch. Allen on the ground, left side. Backhanded by the shortstop. Jarvis bobbles a little bit. Finds the handle, but won't make the throw. And Allen safe at first base. It'll be an error on the shortstop, Jarvis. Would have been a tough play regardless to get Allen. But either way, Daytona has the leadoff man on here to start the sixth inning. So here's Gus Steiger. Got Daytona on the board last inning with an RBI single, extending his hitting streak to four as time called. With Allen tying his shoe at first base, Mendoza stepped off and thought he had an out there with Allen tying his shoe, but base umpire Austin Snow had his hands up. Time was out. So here is Gus, a throw back to first, and Allen in ahead of the tag by Gonzalez. I didn't think Fairchild's would have ever responded. Not only did he responded in like 5 minutes. You can figure a time like that, guy gets called up to the major leagues for the first time, his phone is blowing up with 9 million messages, and his time is called. And Yorman Bizardo, the pitching coach, out of the first base dugout, will have a conversation with the righty Mendoza as the bullpen starts moving down the right field line. So Bizardo says what he needs to and heads back to the first base dugout. Tortugas trailed 3-0 early. Picked up 3 runs in the fifth on a Steiger single, a Triana base hit, and an Ibarra sac fly. Now looking to deliver here. Runner goes. Steiger swings and misses. Throw down by Hendry, and the throw high. Tag not in time. Another stolen base for Jay Allen. Hit and run on, count 0-1 on Steiger, but Jay now 8-for-8 on stolen base attempts this season. And his incredible success rate to start his pro career continues. He is now 22-of-23 in 31 career games. 0-1 on Gus, but a man in scoring position. And Steiger takes low, it's 1-1. Looks to be a lefty ready in the bullpen for Bradenton. That appears to be Jake Sweeney, who threw on Tuesday. As time called, and that was the third step off by Mendoza in the at-bat. And so Allen is granted third on the third called balk against Bradenton pitching tonight. Had never seen it been called. Over the last couple of years, it's happened twice in this series. The 1-1, and Steiger delivers again. Base hit right center field. A humpback liner in front of the right fielder, Nolasco. Allen the second scores. Gus is a machine, now 8 of 15 this season with runners in scoring position. And for the first time tonight, Daytona has the lead 4-3 on his team-leading 7th RBI. Right on cue on the very first pitch. Mendoza threw after the balk. Steiger just able to fight it in between the second baseman and right fielder. And now Michel Triano, who's reached three times tonight, takes up and away for ball one. Triano, a walk, a single. And another single his last time that drove in the second Daytona run. Two for two, the 1-0. And Triano laid on the 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 1-1. Time called at home plate as the ball gets loose from the Bradenton bullpen. Tortugas, the first four innings tonight, did not score a run on two hits as Triana again late on the heat. Up in the zone, 1-2. Daytona in the last two innings, now four runs on four hits. One-two pitch from Mendoza. Breaking ball, got him looking at the knees. Curveball froze him. And Mendoza gets the K to end the frame. But Daytona takes the lead. One run on one hit and error. And one man left. Gus Steiger delivers again. We head to the seventh. 4-3 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
From Wendy's is here, the Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get him on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you. With the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger, only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Daytona pitching with the lead for the first time tonight. Alex Johnson out for his second inning of relief as we head to the seventh inning here at the Jack Fans. Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T Bus Lines. .com. Off-speed pitch from Johnson, and Bowen swings and misses at the first pitch of the seventh. It is 0-1. Righty deals. Another off-speed delivery, and Bowen way early. Once more, 0-2. Righty stands tall from the windup, the 0-2 pitch. And the slider buried in the dirt. And the count 1-2. Continuing that look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard before Daytona's offense kicked into gear last inning. Only two scores to tell you about. The 1-2. And Bowen, little jam shot up the first baseline, a foul ball. Remains one ball and two strikes. Double A Chattanooga on the road against the Mississippi Braves. Bottom of the sixth inning. Chattanooga a 10-7 lead. They score two in the second, five in the third, three in the fourth. Former Tampa Tarpon Isaiah Gilliam is two-run homer, his third of the year. A 1-2. That one low. Salcedo liked the location, 2-2. T.J. Hopkins has homered twice in that game, including a grand slam. He's got four home runs on the year. Quincy McAfee, a two-run shot, is second. As another one skips. And from 0-2 to 3-2. On the leadoff man, Bowen, in the seventh. 3-4 and 5 scheduled to hit for the Marauders in the inning. Miguel Medrano on the mound now for Chattanooga as Bowen strikes out. Ball gets away from Salcedo all the way to the back of the backstop. Throw to first, stretched by Ibarra, and they say his foot was off the bag, and he's safe, and Dawkins out to argue. Sorta had a tough ankle turn there as Ibarra stretched out to the first base coach's box side of the bag. It was a tough throw by Salcedo. The ball got all the way behind him to the padding behind home plate. And tried to make the throw towards the foul side of first. And Ibarra tried his best to keep his back heel on the bag. It was very close. The umpires are now going to gather halfway up the line, and they're going to say he is still safe on appeal. Dawkins left hands on hips in front of the mound. Not happy with the ruling. But a drop third strike wild pitch allows the Marauders to put the tying run and leadoff man aboard in the seventh inning. It was a bang-bang play the other night over at third base with Rainey Reyes diving and the third baseman, or Jace Bowen, trying to get to third. And I thought in that instance it was a lot closer than maybe that play at first as Mojica takes a first pitch strike 0-1. I did see Ibarra's foot come off the bag, where the question is whether was his foot still on it when he received the throw. The 0-1, and Mojica pops it up. Golfs one in the air to shallow left. Out is the shortstop, Steiger, calling for it, and reaches back over his shoulder to make the catch. One away in the seventh inning. As Mojica lets an expletive fly in frustration. 1-on, 1-out. And now the second baseman, Brendan Dixon. A double, a single. A run scored. He struck out in the fifth inning against Owen Holt. Righty deals. And Dixon grabs a piece back behind the plate, 0-1. Only game in the red system we haven't told you about. We hinted about earlier. High A Dayton. Trailing 9-7, going to the bottom of the ninth inning. They score three runs in the bottom of the ninth, walking it off on a Justice Thompson bases-loaded RBI single. Dixon a fly ball to left. Back into his right is Confidant on the warning track, makes the catch. Heading back to first is Bowen. And there are two away in the seventh inning for Rodolfo Nolasco. Ellie De La Cruz hit a two-run homer, his second home run of the season. Alex McGarry, a solo shot, his fifth. Garrett Wolforth hit a solo blast, his second of the season. Justice Thompson, the hero, in his second game with the club. They tied it on an Alex McGarry single and drew a run closer, scored the first in the inning on a wild pitch. As that one in the dirt, blocked by Salcedo to his right. And it's 1-0. On Rodolfo Nolasco. Nolasco 0-for-3. Popped up to short, flied out to center. Sandwiched between, a strikeout swinging in the third. Bowen leads off of first base. The righty's 1-0. And that one up over the head of the batter Nolasco, who ducks out of the way of the breaking ball. Count 2-0. Justice 2-for-4 today, a double in that walk-off RBI. 2-0. This one, a ground ball to the left side. Triana fields to his left, throws to second for the force, and they just get Bowen. It was a bang-bang play. Very close, but Triana gets the 5-4 fielder's choice. They keep Bradenton off the scoreboard in the seventh inning. No runs. No hits, no errors, and one man left on the drop third strike. At the end of six and a half, time to get up and stretch here in Daytona. It is the Tortugas 4 and the Marauders 3 here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Daytona looking to tack on to a one-run lead, 4-3, Tugas in the seventh. Jake Sweeney, the new arm in the game, left-hander for Bradenton. He'll face off against 4-5 and 6 in the Daytona order, and the first pitch from Sweeney. Inside, nearly clips Ibarra. It is 1-0. Ibarra 0-1. Tied the game at 3 with a sac fly his last trip in the fifth. He's also walked and grounded out. The 1-0. Down and in 2-0. Sweeney, 6'7", 240 pounds. 21 years old from Hobart, Indiana. 36th round pick in 2019 out of Pensacola State College. In the northwest corridor of the Sunshine State. The 2-0 to Rubin, and Ibarra hits one in the air to center. Off the end of the bat, out is the shortstop, calling for it Jarvis, and over his left shoulder, in front of the charging center fielder, Bowen makes the play, one out. So leadoff man retired in the seventh, and here is Yerlin Confidan. Couple fly balls to left and a walk. Tonight 0-2. Sweeney on the year, making his fourth appearance, no record, a 2.84 ERA. Four hits in six and a third innings, a walk and six strikeouts. A 174 opponent batting average as Confidana drive out to left. Back goes Brown looking up at the wall, and that one's off the top of Emmanuel's scoreboard. Goodbye home run, Yerlin Confidan. The first home run of the 19-year-old season. 103 miles an hour off the bat. 400 feet out to straightaway left field, and the Tortugas have added to their advantage. It is 5-3 in the seventh. His first home run, his seventh RBI, ties him with Gus Steiger for the team lead. And Daytona now has scored in each of the last three innings and have a two-run advantage. Jamal O'Quinn, the batter. Takes low, ball one. Walked back in that fifth inning. 0-2 has also struck out and grounded to the pitcher. 1-0. And O'Quinn hits one down the right field line, hooking towards the Bud bullpen. And over towards the Marauder clubhouse, it is 1-1. Yerlin Confidan, an opposite field home run for his first homer of the year. And he is not a muscular young man, as O'Quinn takes a nifty breaking ball in under the hands for a strike 1-2. Nothing Jamal could have done there. You look at Confidan listed at 6'2", 213, and 213 might be generous. Very similar build to Ellie De La Cruz, as that one slips up and away 2-2. And that very wiry, very long-limbed, very raw. But you could see the immense power on that last swing by Confidant. A 2-2 pitch off the outer half with a fastball. It's a full count. Sweeney came into the game on Tuesday after Carlos Jimenez was hit by that Hendrick line drive and left. The 3-2. Outside ball four, and O'Gwynn aboard for his second straight walk. So Daytona, another one-out base runner. And here is the right fielder, Danny Lantigua. Single to right. Struck out twice, one for three. Switch hitter will bat right-handed for the first time tonight against the southpaw. Sweeney looks towards first, now fires. And he misses down and in with a fastball. It is 1-0. Sweeney, 3 1/3 innings on Tuesday night. Did not allow a run, didn't allow a hit. Only one walk in 4 Ks. Obviously a little different tonight as a throw over to first. And O'Gwynn back standing. A 3-run fifth, a 1-run sixth, and a 1-run seventh. Sees Daytona ahead by a deuce. The 1-0. And that pitch is high. Two balls and no strikes. Final line for the man Sweeney took the ball from. That is the right-hander Dante Mendoza. Inning in 2/3, one unearned run on two hits. The 2-0. And this is a broken bat, humpback, one hopper, knocked down by the second baseman. And Dixon's only play is 2nd. And they'll get the force there for the second out. Safe at first without a throw, Lantigua. It looked like the second baseman, Dixon, was having a tough time determining whether to try and charge and try and double off Lantigua at first base or try and play it on the short hop and get the double play that way. But it took a tricky bounce off the turf. And Dixon alertly, once that happened, didn't even try and rush to get the double play. And Sweeney lost his footing as he tried to lift his leg on the throw back to the plate and is called for a balk. That is the 4th balk against Bradenton pitching here tonight. Or is it the 3rd? It is the 4th. I thought 4 was such an obscene number that I thought I was wrong. As Rainey Reyes takes low and inside, 1-0. Righty deals. That one up and away. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. All the Tortugas second baseman. Reyes 1-for-3. Singled and scored in the 5th. Flied out to center last inning. The 2-0. And Reyes takes low. Ball 3. Andrew Salcedo on deck. But Mendoza an inning and 2/3. 1 unearned run. 2 hits. 2 walks. 2 Ks. For 2 wild pitches, was called for a balk. 38 pitches, 22 strikes tonight. The pitcher of record on the losing side at the moment. The 3-0 to Rainey. And taking all the way, looks at a strike, bottom of the zone. It is 3-1. Tortugas adding to the cushion on the Yerlin Confidant home run. The 3-1. Way up and away. And nice job by Hendry to put a glove on that ball. And that holds the runner at 2nd as Reyes earns another walk. So Daytona with 2 on and 2 out. And now the catcher Andrew Salcedo as the infield will converge. As Wyatt Hendry, the Marauder catcher, out to the mound to talk with the left-hander Sweeney. Calm night here by the Halifax River and the Atlantic Ocean. 72 degrees right now here on this Saturday night. Real feel at 69. Crowd of over 1,500 here on this Saturday night. And the lefty's first pitch to Salcedo in the air to left field, coming on. Brown's going to have to play it on a bounce. Rounding 3rd, heading to the plate, Lantigua with 2 outs. He'll score standing up. Andrew Salcedo, RBI single, his third RBI of the year. And Daytona now with a three-run lead. It is 6-3 in the seventh. First pitch swinging. And Salcedo able to land it in there in front of a hard-charging Luke Brown. And Lantigua off on contact, scoring easily. Stopping at second was Reyes. And now it's Jay Allen the second, who scored Daytona's go-ahead run in the seventh as he takes low for ball one. Allen reached on the error last inning, stole second, moved to third on a balk, and then scored on the base hit to right by Gus Steiger. His fourth straight multi-hit game for Gus, by the way. The 1-0, and Allen a healthy cut and a miss. 91-mile-an-hour fastball, it's 1-1. Allen has struck out twice, has also flied to center in this contest. It's time called. And Sweeney steps off. Maybe a ball got loose from the Bradenton bullpen. I never saw the umpires give a hand signal as to how many times he stepped off. So that's what we'll imagine happened. 1-1, and Allen looks at a changeup in the dirt. It is two balls and one strike. We mentioned it earlier, Daytona did not score a run on two hits in the first four innings tonight. Since the start of the fifth inning, they have scored six runs on six hits. As Allen foul tips it into the glove of the catcher, Hendry, 2-2, and then the ball gets loose from the Bradenton bullpen and hits Hendry right in the right shin. So 2-2 now on Allen the second. Reyes is at second base. Salcedo the man at first. Lefty is 2-2. Outside. Fastball at 92. It's a full count. Gus Steiger, the shortstop, on deck. Allen, the seventh man to bat in this seventh inning. Sweeney looks towards second. Runners go. Allen takes low, ball four. The bases are loaded. Second walk issued by Sweeney in the inning, and Jonathan Johnston has seen enough. He will come out of the first base dugout to take the ball from the southpaw, and he will make another Bradenton call to the bullpen. What a difference a couple of innings can make. We mentioned two hits, no runs through four, six hits, six runs, and the last two-plus trips to the plate. Daytona going to try and create some significant distance. Gus Steiger's been a monster with men in scoring position. He'll have them loaded. We'll tell you who the new arm is when we return. 6-3 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. Following a trip to Jupiter, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, April 19th against the Bradenton Marauders. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a Belly Buster Wednesday on April 20th, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on April 21st with drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual astronomy night on Friday, April 22nd. Come to the park early as the first fans to the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway. Bring your four-legged friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Park in the Park night of the season featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Go to the bullpen for Bradenton. As Daytona has him loaded with two out in the bottom of this seventh inning. And the new arm in the game, Darvin Garcia, And the first pitch to Steiger fouled back. It is 0-1. Daytona has sent now 8 men to the plate in this inning. They sent 9 to the dish in the fifth. Garcia, 6'3", 170 pounds, 22 years old from Las Matas in the Dominican. Will turn 23 on Monday. And Garcia misses low for ball one. Steiger, his fourth straight multi-hit game tonight, put Daytona ahead last inning with an RBI single. And an RBI single in the fifth as well. He is 2-for-4. Daytona with 2 runs in the seventh inning. Garcia working from the first base side of the mound. A 1-1 pitch. And Steiger hits one in the air to center. Should be playable. To his left goes Bowen. Standing, calling Fortin with 2 hands, squeezes it to end the inning. But Daytona adds 2 more runs on the Yerlin Confidan home run and the RBI base hit by Andrew Salcedo. 2 runs, 2 hits, bases left full. We head to the eighth. Daytona 6, Bradenton 3 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Top of the eighth inning, Alex Johnson back to work. Now with a 3-run lead to protect. Bottom third of the Bradenton order due up. Goldfarb, Hendry, and Brown. Daytona, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They have left 11 tonight. Bradenton, 3 runs, 6 hits. 1 error, they have stranded 9. Goldfarb has not recorded an official at-bat tonight as he serves this one into right. Lantigua charging in, diving, and he makes the headlong grab before the ball bounces off the turf. Lantigua couldn't make up his mind on whether or not he wanted to try and charge on that ball or wait for it to come to him. But Lantigua tips his cap to one of his teammates who did the same to him. And what a play for Goldfarb to be retired for the first time tonight. Had been walked and hit by 2 pitches in his first 3 trips. 1 pitch, 1 out in the eighth. And now Wyatt Hendry takes ball one. Hendry 1-for-2 has singled and walked tonight. Walked his last time up in the sixth, the 1-0. And Hendry takes one on the inside corner. It is 1-1. Taking a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard here on this Saturday night. Johnson, first base side of the mound, the 1-1. Now that fastball, not sure where that missed. A little bit off the plate. Potentially, it is 2-1. Giants beat the Nationals earlier today, 5-2 in D.C. Johnson fires, and that breaking ball in there for a called strike, 2-2. Riley Adams, former Dunedin Blue Jay, a solo home run, his first of the year. For Washington, the 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Tag applied by Salcedo as Hendry could not connect on the slider. Just the first strikeout tonight for Alex Johnson. But there are 2 out now in the eighth inning for Luke Brown. Brown, 1-for-2 as walked, double to left, and flied out to center. And a bases loaded walk in the second inning that scored the game's first run. Righty with the bases empty. And the first pitch changeup past Brown early, 0-1. Yankees walked off the Cleveland Guardians today 5-4. Josh Donaldson, a solo homer, his second. Josh Naylor, a two-run shot, his first. Austin Hedges, a two-run shot for Cleveland as well, his first two. As that one low, 1-1. Yankees winning it in the bottom, or rather in the bottom of the ninth inning on a Gleyber Torres RBI single. As Brown swings and misses. Out of changeup there again, 82, maybe a slider. It was a changeup from Johnson. It is one ball and two strikes. Got a special visitor in the booth. Official front office mascot of the Tortugas, Darcy. The beautiful pup is that outside 2-2 on Luke Brown of our wonderful new community relations coordinator, Rachel Morton. Has been a wonderful dog in the office this week. Very well behaved. And even well behaved here in the booth on Bark in the Park night. As Brown takes high for ball three. Enjoying sniffing his or her way around, I should say. Press row here in Daytona Beach. The 3-2 from Johnson. Struck him out swinging. Fastball foul tip into the glove of Salcedo. Johnson strikes out the final two batters in the frame and works a 1-2-3 top half of the eighth inning. To the home eighth we go. 3, 4, and 5 scheduled to bat for Daytona. They lead 6-3 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tortugas looking to add some more insurance as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tortugas a 6-3 lead. Bradenton scored one in the first, two in the third. Led 3-0 into the fifth. Daytona tied it with three in the fifth. One in the sixth to take the lead and added to it with two more in the seventh. Michelle Triana has walked and singled twice, has brought home a run. And grounds one up the first baseline, a foul ball. It is no balls and one strike. Triana struck out looking. His last time up in the sixth. Darvin Garcia out for his first full inning of relief tonight, the 0-1. And Garcia misses down and away, 1-1. Garcia, 6'3", 170 pounds, as we told you last inning. Second appearance in the series for him as he works from the first base side of the hill. Long look in, and finally time called at home. Garcia, his fifth appearance. A 15.43 ERA, 7 hits in 4 2/3 innings, 5 walks, 5 strikeouts. That misses down. 2 balls and 1 strike. Opponents hitting 333 against him this season. Garcia threw a scoreless inning earlier in this series. That was on Tuesday, the 2-1 high ball three. These three batters retired them all on 11 pitches, but all three balls were put in play and hit very, very hard. The 3-1 from Garcia. And Triana, a laser and a leaping snag by Jarvis at short for the first out of the eighth inning. Wasn't hit as hard as I thought. Read at 92 miles an hour off the bat, according to TrackMan. But Jarvis able to make the play on the rising line drive. At the very least, another ball struck well against Garcia. But Triana with nothing to show for it as Ruben Ibarra steps in. Nearly hit with that pitch inside at 87. It is 1-0. Ibarra 0-2 tonight, but has walked and tied the game with a sacrifice fly in the fifth. The 1-0. Ibarra takes low, 93. It is two balls and no strikes. Final line for the lefty, Jake Sweeney, tonight. Tough outing for him. Righty thumbs home. That pitch high, ball three. Sweeney, two-thirds of an inning, two runs on two hits. Three walks, no strikeouts. Gave up the home run to Confidon. Yeah, was called for a balk. 24 pitches, just nine strikes. As Ibarra, a laser, fair down the left field line. And I don't think, no, they did notice. That ball was hit so hard, it bounced over the chain link fence and ricocheted off the Paradise Green painting of the outside of the Tortugas training room down the left field line, and took such a hard turn that it ended up midway in the left field. And kudos to the home plate umpire, Chase Eubanks, who made a quick read on that. It is officially a ground rule double for Ibarra on a ball that came off the bat at 114 miles an hour. And in case you are wondering, that would be in the 99 percentile in Major League Baseball. So, a two-bagger for Ruben. He extends his hitting streak to four. Garcia stepped off. Fans trying to plead for a balk. Second double of the year for Ruben, as Confidon takes low for ball one. Confidon, his first home run of the season last inning, clanged it off the top of the manual scoreboard in left field. He's also walked in this one. 1-0. And that one in the dirt gets by the catcher Hendry on a hop. And Ibarra over to third easily on the wild pitch. 2-0 now the count on Confidon. And Ibarra and Sierra, arms around one another over at third base. Ruben got some bear hugs from his base coaches last week when those 100-plus mile-an-hour liners were going for outs. This time a two-bagger is the 2-0 high and away for ball three. 15 pitches for Garcia tonight. Only five have been strikes. Infield is in halfway, except for the third baseman, Mojica, who's in all the way, the 3-0, and Confidon attacks. Was just a little bit in front and fouls it out of play behind the press box. It is 3-1. Confidon, the reigning Arizona Complex League MVP, starting to get comfortable here in his first season outside of complex ball in his pro tenure. Lefty ready in the box now, the 3-1. And Confidon, a little dribbler, up the first baseline. Garcia looks home, then panics, throws back to first and gets the out. And Confidon sort of took an awkward hop off the first base bag and limping a little bit back towards the first base coach Cody White and then the dugout. And right now you just hope everything okay with Confidon. But Ruben Ibarra scores on that ground ball. Confidon is second RBI tonight, is team leading eighth of the year. And Daytona now has a 7-3 lead. Garcia thought about throwing home, but decided at the last second to go to first to get the sure out. So base is empty, two down, and now Jamal O'Gwin takes a strike on the outside corner. It is 0-1. O'Gwin has walked his last two times, scored on the fielder's choice last inning. Or rather, excuse me, was erased on the fielder's choice last inning. As he takes a strike off speed pitch from Garcia, 0-2. Look ahead to the top of the ninth. Bradenton will have the top of their lineup due up against Alex Johnson. No action in the Tortuga bullpen out in left field. Love resting on the left-hand side of Garcia's chest. The 0-2. And that low. Laying off is O'Gwin. Change up, one ball and two strikes. Gwin still howling out to left field. Danny Lantigua on deck, the 1-2. And O'Gwin takes a fastball up above the letters. A couple of infielders for Bradenton, including the pitcher Garcia, started taking steps to the dugout. But don't get the call, it's 2-2. Daytona has scored a run in each of the last four innings. And O'Gwin takes outside, it's 3-2. Daytona sent 9 to the plate in the 5th, 5 to the plate in the 6th, 8 in the 7th, and 4 right here in the 8th. Run in, though, the 3-2. And this one hits O'Gwynn on the left shoulder. Tried to spin out of the way of a 93-mile-an-hour fastball that slipped. And O'Gwynn is on base for the third time in his pro debut tonight. Wasn't the kind of hit he was looking for tonight. But reaching base 3 out of 5 times, a .600 on-base percentage. That'll play well at any level. And now here is Danny Lantigua. Lantigua 1-for-4, singled his first time, a couple strikeouts and a fielder's choice. Came around to score last inning as he hits a little tapper up the first baseline. It's going to stay fair. Barehanded by Hendry. Throw to first into the base path. And Gonzalez able to make the catch, get his hand out of the way. Everyone's all right. And the side is retired. So for Daytona in the 8th inning, they add yet another run on one hit. And one man left to the 9th we go. Alex Johnson trying to seal a series win. Tortugas lead 7-3 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
About Yerlin Confidan and that awkward step on first base in the bottom of the 8th inning. And hopefully it's more precautionary than anything else, but he has been removed from this ball game. Danny Lantigua has moved from right field to left field as Mike Jarvis takes outside for ball one. And Jarvis takes low 2-0. So Lantigua now in left field. Austin Hendrick has come into the game in right. Hendrick will take over in the 5 spot in the Daytona order for Confidan, the 2-0. Up and away, 3-0. Jarvis 0-for-3 with a bases loaded walk that brought in a run in the 2nd. Struck out and popped up to first his last 2 times. And the 3-0 outside, ball 4. Not how Alex Johnson wants to start the 9th inning, a 4-pitch walk. And the Marauders have a base runner. Ends the streak of 6 in a row retired by Johnson. And Todd Naskadov not going to dawdle here, going to go straight out to the mound after the walk to start the inning. Jacob Gonzalez, the batter. That's the last true base runner allowed by the pitcher since the walk he issued in his very first inning of relief to Wyatt Hendry. The only base runner he's allowed since the 7th prior to that walk was on a drop third strike wild pitch to start the 7th. Only other base runners were on a hit batter and a walk, the first two men he faced in the 6th inning. Todd Naskadov talking with the home plate umpire Chase Eubanks. Looked to be something in regards to where the strike zone is. Not anything combative. They were sharing smiles back and forth on the way back from the pitcher's mound. I was just trying to decipher based on the hand signals from Naskadov. Sort of waving side to side like if it was on either edge of the plate. As Jacob Gonzalez takes low for ball one. 91-mile-an-hour fastball from Alex. Gonzalez homered in the first. Since then, a double play ground ball and a couple fly balls. Once to center and once to right. 1-0. In the dirt, ball two. That is six straight out of the zone for Johnson. Here in the ninth inning. Bradenton, three runs, six hits, an error. They have left nine. Daytona, seven runs, nine hits. No errors. They have stranded 12. Tortugas, a 7-3 lead. One on, nobody out. 2-0. And that one, high ball three. And now Johnson in danger of walking the first two. Here to start the ninth inning. Looks like someone might start to throw in the bullpen shortly. The 3-0 is right down the chute at 91. Called strike 3-1. Looks to be Dennis Boatman beginning to ready himself in left in case he's needed. 3-1 on the first baseman, Gonzalez. Righty from the stretch, and Gonzalez a drive out to center. Allen going back, away back. Warning track in front of the 400-foot marker makes the catch for the first out of the ninth inning. I love the way Jay Allen II goes back on baseballs. He knew that ball was way over his head. Didn't bother trying to track it with his eyes right away. Put his head down, drove himself straight out to straightaway center field. And then about maybe half of the way there began to pick up that baseball and make the catch with fairly plenty of room and certainly with plenty of ease. And Gonzalez, a very strong drive, but held by the ballpark. And there is one away for Jace Bowen. Reached on that drop third strike wild pitch in the seventh and takes a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. We've talked a lot about it this season between Allen and Petty and some of these other younger players. But it really is so impressive as the 0-1 waved and missed changeup under the hands, 0-2. You know, some of the small things that young players drafted out of high school learn early in the minor leagues, people like Petty and Allen II are already doing, and that's only going to help them as they continue to climb the ladder. As that one in the dirt did not swing, Bowen and Salcedo got tangled up, and Jarvis will advance to second on the wild pitch. And a lot of that from Petty, Allen, and several others here in Daytona Beach come from having good coaches growing up, parents teaching them the game well as well. They want to, and Bowen crushes one to left field. Back goes Lantigua, and that one is way out of sight beyond the manual scoreboard and on into the parking lot over by the Magnolia Gate. Jace Bowen with an absolute laser. 108 off the bat, 440 feet out to left field. Jace Bowen, his fourth home run, RBIs 11 and 12. And that the first hit that Alex Johnson has given up tonight. It is 7-5. So bases empty, one out. And now it is Alexander Mojica, 1-for-4. And the righty fires, and this one lined off the netting in front of Daytona's third base dugout, 0-1. The 0-1 from Alex, and this one hit in the air to center. Allen going back towards center to the warning track, again onto the warning track, makes the catch. This time to the left to the 400-foot marker towards right center. To Allen's left, and the Tortugas one out away from victory. Bunch of hard-hit balls against Johnson here in the ninth, but one out away from a W. And the last line of defense for the visitors is Brendan Dixon. Dixon, 2-for-4, has doubled and singled tonight. Struck out, flied out his last time against Johnson. And the first pitch in there called strike. It is 0-1. Righty straddles the hill, the 0-1. And this one ripped down the left field line, and that one's down for an extra base hit. Off the base of the wall, rounding first, heading to second, Dixon. Throw in by Lantigua, and unable to make the play on a scoop is Rainey Reyes. It is a two-out double down the line for Brendan Dixon, his third hit of the game. And the Marauder is going to bring the tying run to the plate here in the ninth inning. They've hit some balls hard against Johnson. Now in his fourth inning of relief. And Gookie Dawkins with a tying run coming up. Not going to bother playing things around here. He's going to head out to the mound and take the ball from the young righty and bring in his closer to try and get the final out and secure a series victory on this Saturday night. Bradenton has come to life here in the ninth. Two runs in on two hits. A home run, a double. And the tying run coming to the plate in the form of Rodolfo Nolasco. Dennis Boltman on to try and close it out. 7-5 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dennis Boltman, one on, two out, bottom, or rather top of the ninth inning. Tortugas looking for the final out to take their fourth game out of five in this six-game series. The Marauders in this inning have a two-run homer by Jace Bowen, a couple deep fly balls to center. They just had a double by Brendan Dixon. And now a pinch hitter for Rodolfo Nolasco, as he will be called back, and Sung Che Cheng will pinch hit. Cheng, first day off in this series. Left-handed batter coming into the day, hitting at 260. 13 for 50, two doubles, a homer, eight RBIs. Third baseman Triana playing even with the bag. Daytona a 7-5 advantage. Boltman deals, and the first pitch, fastball low at 96, it's 1-0. Boltman making his fourth appearance on the year, 0-1, a spotless ERA, 2-for-2 in save chances. Just one hit in three innings, a walk and three strikeouts. The walk was intentional. The 1-0, and a swing and a miss, fastball dipping down at 96, 1-1. Boltman earned the save in the lid lifter of this series on Tuesday. Through a scoreless inning, no walks, no strikeouts. Dixon off of second base. A set at the belt, the 1-1. That one down and in. Nice stop by Salcedo on the 95-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-1. And Salcedo and Boltman will meet in front of home plate. and have a brief chat before both head back to their positions. Long brown hair out the back. Oh, that dark green cap for Boatman. Blowing in this late April breeze here in Daytona Beach. Marauders two in, have the tying run at the plate in the ninth inning. The 2-1. A swing and a miss. Fastball at 95, and the Tortugas are one strike away. Daytona lost 2 of 3 against St. Lucie. Lost 4 of 6 against the Cardinals. Trying to take at least 4 against the reigning league champions. The 2-2 pitch. That one low. It's a full count. Jacob Goldfarb, the DH, represents the go-ahead run. He is on deck. Those who have stuck around on this Saturday night, trying to will Boatman to last strike. The 3-2 pitch struck him out swinging. Fastball away at 96. And you can celebrate a Tortugas series victory. For the first time in 2022, Dennis Boatman comes on, strikes out Sung Che Cheng. And Daytona has taken 4 of 5 from the reigning FSL champions as they win it tonight by a final of 7 of 5. Daytona erasing an early 3-0 deficit, scoring in each of their last 4 turns at the plate. Good to see Yerlin Confidant out for the handshake line after the ball game. Can't be that bad, we say optimistically. But an all-around strong performance, pitching, hitting, base running, and defense from the boys in green and white here tonight. We'll take a break. When we come back, the recap report. Daytona back to 500, a Series W. They beat Bradenton 7-5 here in Daytona Beach.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Following a trip to Jupiter, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, April 19th against the Bradenton Marauders. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a Belly Buster Wednesday on April 20th presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on April 21st with drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual astronomy night on Friday, April 22nd. Come to the park early as the first fans to the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway. Bring your four-legged friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Park in the Park night of the season featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the recap report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game.
So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Great catching up with the old assistant of us here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Our old buddy Kenny Schirlinger was filling in for Tim LaCroix on the public address mic here today at Jackie Robinson Ballpark as Daytona comes from behind and defeats Bradenton by a final of 7-5. Let's take you through the game that was here on this Saturday evening, and it did not start the way Daytona had hoped. Bradenton beginning this game fast with nobody on and one out in the top of the first inning on an 0-1 pitch. Jacob Gonzalez just barely able to muscle one out to straightaway left field, going right in between the manual and virtual scoreboards. It was his fourth home run of the year, and Bradenton had a 1-0 lead. It would increase in the second. Brendan Dixon led off the frame with a double. After Rodolfo Nolasco popped up to short, Jacob Goldfarb was hit by a pitch. Then Wyatt Hendry singled to left, so they had the bases loaded and one out. Back-to-back walks to Luke Brown and Mike Jarvis chased home a pair, made it 3-0, but Hunter Parks got a double play from Jacob Gonzalez to end the inning. And that ended up being a key point in this ballgame as it kept it 3-0. Parks would continue through the third, hand the ball off to Owen Holt in the fourth. He would throw scoreless fourth and fifth innings, and that was when Daytona began to go to work offensively. The Marauders, facing off against 8-9-1 in the Daytona order, gave up a leadoff base hit to Rainey Reyes. Then Andrew Salcedo walked. A balk allowed the runners to advance to second and third. After Jay Allen, the second, struck out, Gus Steiger singled to right. That made it a 3-1 ball game. Po Yu Chen exits. A new arm comes in, Dante Mendoza. First pitch he throws to Michelle Triana is hit 111 miles an hour in a right field for an RBI single. That made it a 3-2 ball game. Then after that, the base hit allowing the runner going first to third and Gus Steiger. Ruben Ibarra on a 1-0 pitch, hitting a sacrifice fly to left. Steiger scores, makes it a 3-all game. Confidon would walk, O'Gwynn would walk, but Danny Lantigua struck out to end the inning. Daytona, though, against Mendoza in the sixth, would take the lead for good. Nobody on, two out, and Jay Allen, the second, doing what he does best. Reaches on an error by the shortstop, Jarvis. Steals second base, moves to third on a balk, and then Gus Steiger on the very next pitch after the balk was called. Lines a base hit in a right field, gives the Tortugas a 4-3 advantage. In the seventh, they would add some more cushioning with one out. On the first pitch, he saw Yerlin Confidon bangs one off the top of the manual scoreboard and left, his first home run of the year. Made it a 5-3 game. Jamal O'Gwynn would then walk, would be erased on a Danny Lantigua fielder's choice. Lantigua took second on a balk. Then Rainey Reyes walked. And on the first pitch to Andrew Salcedo, he lined a base hit in the left field. That scored Lantigua, made it a 6-3 game. In the eighth inning, Daytona adding another insurance run. One out. Ruben Ibarra hits a 114-mile-an-hour line drive down the line and left for a two-bagger. Moved to third on a wild pitch and then scored on the ground out to the pitcher by Yerlin Confidan. Confidan shaken up on that play. Did not play the field in the ninth. However, was in the handshake line after the game. So hopefully that is a good sign, and that was more of a precautionary move by Gookie Dawkins, Josh Hobson, and Daytona Beach tonight. Bradenton, though, would not go quietly in that ninth inning as they would battle against Alex Johnson out for his fourth inning of relief. Mike Jarvis drew a four-pitch walk. Then Jacob Gonzalez flied out to deep center field. Jace Bowen on a 1-2 pitch hit one 440 feet out to left field. A two-run home run. That was his fourth home run of the year. And made it a 7-5 affair. Alexander Mojica flied out to deep center. And after Brendan Dixon doubled down the left field line, Gookie Dawkins came out. They brought in Dennis Boatman. And he would strike out the pinch hitter Sung Che Cheng, swinging to end the ballgame and give Daytona a 7-5 win. They've taken 4 out of 5 in this series. They have won their first series of the year. They improved to 7-7 with the win. Bradenton dropping to 8-6 with the loss. Winning pitcher Alex Johnson, he picks up the W, and we will check that. And if I do remember correctly, looking back at Alex Johnson, that was indeed, that was not the first win of his professional career. Won one last year on July the 9th in the Arizona Complex League. But he does get his first win of the 2022 season. 3 2/3 innings, 2 runs on 2 hits. All that coming in his last frame of work. 2 walks, 3 Ks, a home run. Losing pitcher Dante Mendoza drops to 2-1. Tough luck loser tonight. 1 unearned run on 2 hits. 2 walks, 2 Ks in an inning and 2/3. Save going to Dennis Boatman, his third. He pitched a third of an inning and struck out the one man he faced. Final line score tonight. Bradenton, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They left 10. Daytona, 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 12. Final time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 49 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,572. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboards here on this Saturday evening. Let you know what's happening across the FSL here as we are just past the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Everything has gone final. St. Lucie knocks off Jupiter 6-3. They remain atop the Eastern Division. Palm Beach snaps their 5-game losing streak. They beat Lakeland 7-3. Fort Myers, first team in the league to reach double-digit wins. They improve to 10-4 with a 7-3 victory in Dunedin. Clearwater, a 3-0 shutout winner tonight as well over Tampa. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard, here on this Saturday night, everything is almost final now. Reds falling at home again today to the Cardinals 5-0. Triple A Louisville, a 4-3 winner over the Iowa Cubs. High A Dayton on a walk-off. Justice Thompson, RBI single, able to give the Dragons a 10-9 victory over the West Michigan Whitecaps. Tigers affiliate, former Tortuga Carson Rudd, got the win, and they are in the top of the ninth inning in Mississippi. It is a Donnybrook there. Chattanooga leading the Braves 15-11. Former Tortuga Ryan Newtoff on to try and close it out. Chattanooga scored 5 runs in the third, 5 more runs in the ninth. They were actually trailing going into that ninth inning despite having at one point in that game a 10-1 lead. Mississippi came back, took an 11-9 lead, or 11-10 lead, and Chattanooga has scored 5 in the 9th to take a 15-11 advantage. Taking a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard tonight, we were in the middle of it before the game started getting a little wild and obviously had to focus our attention on what's happening in front of us, not what's happening elsewhere in the country. But the Giants beat the Nationals 5-2. Yankees walk off the Guardians 5-4 on a Gleyber Torres base hit. Miguel Cabrera becomes the latest player to reach the 3,000-hit plateau. Tigers split a doubleheader with the Rockies today, winning Game 1 13-0, dropping Game 2 to Colorado 3-2. How about this score? Tough day for the Pirates in Chicago. The Cubs score three touchdowns as the Bears beat the Steelers. I mean, the Cubs beat the Pirates 21-0. Yes, that is a real score. Former Daytona Cub Kyle Hendricks winning that ridiculously lopsided game. Phillies beating the Brewers, the Twins beating the White Sox 9-2. It was the Brewers beating the Phillies 5-3. Rangers shut out the A's 2-0. Astros falling at home to Toronto. The Blue Jays a 3-2 winner. Final in 10, the Rays walking off the Red Sox 3-2. Tampa had a combined no-hitter going into the 10th inning of that game. Top of the 7th in Atlanta, it is the Braves 7 and the Marlins 6. Bottom 5 in Arizona. Diamondbacks leading the Mets 4-2. End of 4 in San Diego. Padres on top of the Dodgers 2-0. Yu Darvish against Tyler Anderson. Top of the 4th in Anaheim. Angels trailing the Orioles 2-1. Spencer Watkins against former St. Lucie Met Noah Syndergaard, and they are in the top of the 3rd in Seattle. Mariners 4, Royals 1, Matt Brash against Chris Bubich. Our series will close out tomorrow. Daytona going to try and do something they haven't done in the 6-game series format, and that is take 5 of 6 from an opponent. They will try and do so tomorrow with Tanner Cooper making his second appearance of the series. 1-0, a spotless ERA, picked up the victory out of the bullpen on Tuesday night. Yoelvis Del Rosario will get the start for Braden Tano. Record, a 10.5 ERA, will be our second Sheldon's Family Fun Day of the season on a Sunday evening at the Jack. We'll also have Kids Run the Bases after the final out, courtesy of Neighbors Ice Cream Parlor. Gates open at 4:30. Our coverage begins on the radio network at 5:20, leading up to the 5:35 p.m. first pitch here from the Jack. That'll do it for us tonight for our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters here in Daytona Beach and Jackie Robinson Ballpark. I'm Justin Rock saying so long. Again, your final score tonight. Daytona secures a series victory for the first time in 2022 as they rally and knock off Bradenton 7-5. We hope to have you with us again for the finale tomorrow afternoon. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.